Blog Talk Radio.
Mayor Young in Detroit, this is for you, okay? Join me, if you will, on the pod.
This morning, this is a special show. This is the Mother's Day special with your host Dry Bones, and we're looking forward to all you giving special shout outs to all the mothers across this land. And that song is so appropriate from Johnny Come Out Your Home, because many people, and you know, we run them programs to go and give the facts, don't even know the origins of the day that we're celebrating. And unfortunately, the person who actually brought this to fruition was part of that war, as you just heard, with Johnny Come Marching Home. It was a civil war. The Civil War killed so many American soldiers, black and white. And it was only becoming that the woman of that time, her name was Annie Jarvis. She would help the wounded and care for the soldiers. And many of them were children, young boys. And she decided to make a day for all mothers to get together to stop war and to create peace. And unfortunately, her daughter, who took up the mantle in a church in West Virginia, a Methodist church, similar to the AME churches, she got together and advocated for this day. But she got pissed and went against this day because of the commercialization from, guess who? The floral companies. So the day when you're buying all those flowers, just remember the person who put this together did not want to tell y'all that. Of course, we do it because it's tradition now. But she was very upset, and she said that the commercialization of the holiday, and it became associated with the phrase Hallmark holiday. And then by the 1920s, Hallmark cards took over the selling of Mother's Day cards. And Jarvis believed that the companies had misrepresented or misinterpreted and exploited the idea of Mother's Day that emphasized the holiday was sentiment, not profit. As a result, she boycotted Hallmark, threatening them with a lawsuit. Ain't that something? See, these are the things that I say facts matters. She even protests candy makers in Philadelphia in 1923. That they were exploiting this day. This day was supposed to be for distributing peace, walking in the streets for peace and no bloodshed. Now, what are you women doing today? We got special guests to honor many of you women there. I got some hardcore coming. I got my sister. I just put her on there. The legendary Motown legendary Ken Weston will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we got what I consider, if y'all call her chief, what would y'all say today? Can a woman be a chief? Oh, yeah. Then you see the woman king. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have a wonderful show today. So look forward to all y'all joining us. And we'll be taking callers at the top of the Helios Hour after 12, where we will transform this show into the most spectacular informational exhibit that you will hear today. Now, being that I had to put that down to show the facts that, you know, woman took a stance. And back in those days, we got to be real with this. Women were very powerful. See, we take for granted just because of this misogynist mentality, but it wasn't like that. I just want you to know that I'm going to digress into time because, see, we always talk about how, you know, the black people got it today and how everything. I'm going to talk about black women today. Who proves you're lying today about the strength of our people, and especially of the black woman. See, this goes way back, way back. See, many of you don't really know the history, so it's going to be kind of shocking to you. Those of you who do, bear with us and help us reach many more. Now, people don't realize that most of the secret societies were formulated during slavery. I tell people we were more cohesive during slavery than we are today, claiming to be free. And many of you have been lied to as if everybody was enslaved. And these black women that I'm going to play for you today will prove that you need to do some more soul searching. So today when you look at your mothers and you look at them and say, what were their sacrifices? What did they go through to have you or have her? And some now I might have to say have it. But nonetheless, nobody enters earth without coming through the portal of a woman. Regardless who may impregnate her, you can impregnate all you want, but if you don't come out, guess what happens to you in the incubator of life? You will die, stillborn. So to be able to be brought into life with the duality of the male and female, and I'm not going to get deep into it after that, but I think Wonder Woman proved that it was an ancient time where they didn't need men. But we'll get into that later. First, we'll get into the now. And I'll be looking for you shortly, my sister. Now, this has to be recognized today, that many of the great organizations started 150 years ago. 150 years ago. A little bit during the Civil War. That's why that so-called song we just heard, Johnny Come Marching Home, I told you it's all going to relate today. This group were black enslaved women. Are you listening? Got together and founded an order in 1867 called the United Order of Tents, of the Tents of Kadar. Now, many of you acting like our people didn't know nothing about Africa. But obviously, they had some knowledge of the people bringing over, because we will show two characters today during this program. One is who was a self-made millionaire during the time and after slavery. Wonder how that happens. Well, you'll find out. And they were philanthropists. They had philanthropic means, and they were able to help. Now, since this happening today, we're going to be going back and forth through time, but this is in 1867, y'all. She founded the order. Her name is Annetta M. Lane. She's the great-granddaughter of Annette Richer, Society of Black Women. They said that this organization was a Christian Benevolent Association. During slavery and Reconstruction, black people founded organizations like this. That means even in slavery, we had more loyalty, more sincerity, more character, more fortitude than we got today. Something strange is going on, and what has happened to the women? This organization explicitly religious in nature, some professional, some unaffiliated. Some didn't have to be in neither religion or any profession. Could have been a craftswoman, seamstress, was one of the biggest crafts. Beauticians were in the biggest crafts. All this during slavery and after the Reconstruction. And during that time, I want you to all know, they were Republicans. Now, I added that in there because somehow the switcheroo came and then seems to be lost in the sauce. But we're going to get to that later on when Mary Bethune-Cookman sat with the President Roosevelt and made a surety that they would make sure black folks become Democrats. Ain't that strange? But we'll get into that later on. Now, to act as both a social organization and a powerful place of safety under a hostile, predominantly white government. Now, they had enough sense back then, these women, to say, we're going to be social. That means they're going to have affairs, banquets, all kind of fun functions, but they're going to be also serious about their business because they knew what the enemy at that time, and some people say until this time, was white governments. So these organizations served as banks. They made, they see, the church is actually a bank, but what is it today? It's pimping hoes. It's a pimp hole situation today with the church. They ain't giving out no money to nobody. They giving it money. Big difference. Big difference. See, we're going to talk to you today. I'm going to digress when I bring these beautiful queen sisters on and chiefs on because we got to get to clarity on this. They became banks. They became their own banks. They ain't asked no Chase, America, Express, and all that stuff we got going on today, and Capital One. No, no, no. We ain't asked all that. They said, we know, being that we just got out of slavery, we found out we was the second richest group in America. That's what they thought. See, you ain't no more the second richest group anymore. You fifth today. Isn't that amazing? The drop-off. It's like a... You know, it's like an aborted child. See, this is what the allegory is going to be, abortion at the end of this. So you aborted yourself through the womb of the woman. Oh, y'all about to get it today. Now, let's go with this. They became some banks that was mostly run by white institutions. They said, well, no, we're going to make our own. They refused to trade or secure mortgages. They did it for blacks, the individuals or institutions. They did it. They didn't wait. They did it. It's amazing, ain't it? These people organized to the levels of today. One of these sisters, she was worth $3 million back then, which is $10 million today. Oh, yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. We got Biddy Mason. We got so many today that we're going to try to explore along with the host that we have. And I'm going to go fast because I want to get through to the tape so I can get my sister on. She's on a time limit. She got a big event today. I think she's going around Detroit to some churches, she told me earlier, so I'll be looking for you the next few. But I got to put another one out there. Not only did we have that, we had some of the most, what they considered the most unbelievable organizations at that time. I said that, I already said one. The Order of the Tents, the Order of the United Order of Tents. Now, y'all know what tents are, you know, for the desert and all that. And you sleep at night. My house, my castle, me castle, you know, your house, my house type of thing. We got it for you. Then we got another one. This was started by a brother who had sisters involved. This was another secret society. This man's name was William Lambert, Detroit. A lot of this is in Detroit. Yeah, Detroit, New York, some in the South. The Daughters of the Revolution was in the South. Also, there were Daughters of the Revolution who were black. Some say, oh, they didn't join it. Well, I don't know. Should I check out some of the pageantry and regalia that these women wore back in those days? I put some pictures up. They wearing the stars. They got the compass and the square in their dresses. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Then it goes on to say that this dude here, he was a successful business owner in Detroit who helped with the black suffrage, women's suffrage, black suffrage, abolitionist cause, public education for black children. Man, isn't that wouldn't he be rolling over today if he knew our kids can't even read today? We got the biggest failure of our children in the school system that ever can't even read, many of them in Chicago, Detroit, in New York, Miami. Can't read some of them in Chicago, all over California, Mississippi. Can't read still. And you were talking about you fought for us to read and stuff. And I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sorry for what has happened to your children. But let me read on before I get too hyped up. Not only did this happen, this businessman and women across Detroit, he co-founded the Color Vigilant Committee of Detroit for more than 1,500 freedom-seeking people who were enslaved via the Underground Railroad that was going to the north. He says, but the mystery schools, the black mystery schools, were far more secretive and operative. That means we were so in tune to our order that no one could penetrate it, not no ruffians at all. Wonder what's happening today. We can't even find a nice hall. They're all raggedy. Talking about building. What you building if it's raggedy? Now, show you how smart these individuals was. Look at the names of these orders. Membership was organized into ranks with titles such as the Chevalier of Ethiopia or the Saints or the Knight of Saint Domingo. These are all unbelievable. They call themselves the Cavaliers of Ethiopia during slavery, 1887, Reconstruction. These people are naming themselves this. Now, some of them had Native tribe names. I'm hoping Chief Wars can give us those names later on when she comes on at her time of the hour. But this is what's happening. And guess what? Lambert estimated the group membership was nearly 1 million free black men and women. 1 million! With 60,000 achieving its highest rank. So that's 60,000 people who are grand potentates and empresses running around Chicago. I told you they knew because Henry Ford was one too. He was in the craft. See, this whole thing is occultic. Now, since we're talking about women, at the time this is going on, you know how many black women millionaires there were in 1887? Why don't y'all go look it up before y'all start talking about, oh, we was doing... No, man, black folks had initiative, unlike those today who are swarmed by immigration. Instead of crying about it, why don't y'all come together and let's say, let's pool our money. Let's go to that church and say, you know what? We ain't no longer being prostituted and pimped. We're going to open up a bank under this LLC. Why don't y'all try that one? See if you get resistance. The person who gave you resistance should be carried out. And I won't tell you how they should be carried out. You figure that one out. But let's get busy. Because this is the Helios. Now, I just want you to know. Some of the richest black people in the country, you don't even know. You don't even know. I named one secretly, see if you was listening. Probably wasn't. That's Biddy Mason. Look at the name, Biddy Mason. How she got that name, I wonder. Millionaire. It was enslaved and became a millionaire. I told you y'all the richest slaves in America. It's right here. The richest slaves in the world are right here in America. No matter what you want to call yourself, the richest slaves in the world is in America. Now, let's get this program started so I can locate my guests because we want to make sure this is going to be a hot show. But we just want you to know something. We love our mothers. I'll shout out to mine. She's alive and well. Much love to you for bringing me in this earth and my offsprings. I give a shout out to my children or however you want to, our progeny mother. You know, y'all got hung up on words now since y'all are so sadiddy on these Facebooks and all this shit. They mamas, two of them, thank you for having them beautiful children that look just like me. Thank you so much. No doubt about it. And all the women out there who sacrificed to help their children without men, you're here today. Do you really need a man? But I'm going to show you about something about men. See, Mary J. ain't the only one who got played. Oh, no. Mary J. ain't the only one. I want you to hear this story. I'm going to play this story, and then I'm going to bring my sister here. You got to hear this story. This is unreal. One of the most unreal stories you can ever hear. Here it is.
During the early 1900s, Annie Malone became one of America's first self-made female millionaires. And according to some, she was the first. She was a very successful businesswoman and a pioneer of the African American beauty industry. Yet, she's largely forgotten today, and is overshadowed by her former employee, who may have stolen her business ideas. Of course, I'm talking about none other than the famous Madam C.J. Walker. Join me as we explore what happened. The woman known widely today as Annie Malone was born as Annie Minerva Turnbull in the small town of Metropolis in the state of Illinois on the 9th of August 1877. It should be noted that some accounts inaccurately give her year of birth as 1869. Her father was Robert Turnbull and her mother was Isabella Cook, both of whom had formerly been enslaved in Kentucky. When the American Civil War broke out in 1861, the pair had fled north to Illinois, with Robert eventually joining the Union Army as part of the 1st Kentucky Cavalry. Annie was the 10th of 11 children, but sadly her parents died when she was still young, and so she and her siblings were orphaned. In the time that followed, Annie acquired some formal education, showing an interest in the sciences, particularly chemistry, but this was cut short owing to her circumstances and frequent illness. Eventually, she ended up relocating to Peoria in the early 1890s as a teenager, a growing mid-sized town in Illinois where Annie's older sister Laura Roberts was living. There, Annie worked for the first time as a hairdresser and began showing an interest in beauty products and hair care styling at a time when the availability of new chemicals and products was transforming how people could potentially style their hair. By the early 1900s, as she headed into her mid-20s, Annie had developed enough knowledge about the hair care industry to establish her own small business. This was based out of the town of Lovejoy, Illinois, where she had relocated to in the late 1890s. Here, Annie began selling hair oils, hair straighteners, and a wide range of other products which claimed to help stimulate hair growth or cure alopecia. Annie's small business endeavor was successful owing to the changing social circumstances of the time. The turn of the century was a time in which there was a burgeoning African-American middle class in the United States, particularly in northern states like Illinois, where segregation and the Jim Crow laws were not enforced. In this environment, many African-American women wanted to groom their hair in a certain way to affirm their social aspirations and societal status. And so, there was room for entrepreneurs like Turnbull to make a good living from selling hair care and beauty products aimed specifically at African American women. While she had done well in Illinois in the early 1900s, it was really when she moved to the city of St. Louis in 1902 that Annie began to meet with great success in her business efforts. The Mound City grew from just 100,000 people in the middle of the 19th century to nearly 700,000 people by 1910, many of them being African Americans, heading north from the segregated South as part of the Great Migration, and so there was a huge market to be captured here. There she opened a shop on Market Street and began advertising her products and services in black neighborhoods and newspapers. She also managed to branch out into white neighborhoods by employing white salespeople. Annie's business flourished on the back of a specific product, one which she had developed herself, and which was good at straightening curly African-American hair. Her product appears to not have damaged the hair or the scalp, unlike other products of the time, and was a hit with her customers. What was more, she did not rely on the sales of the product in a hairdresser's or salon, but went door-to-door in African-American neighborhoods selling the product. Soon it was successful enough that she was employing other people to help as part of a growing sales team. By the 1910s, she was one of the most successful businesswomen in the American Midwest at a time when African-American economic and social fortunes were booming. While Annie Malone was a very successful woman by the 1910s and was making enough money to live well, she wanted to expand further again. To that end, in 1917, she founded Poro College in St. Louis, a cosmetology school, as an offshoot to her beauty business and as a means to contribute to the empowerment of African-American women. The complex of Poro College in St. Louis was very substantial, consisting of Malone's business offices, the manufacturing operation for her products, classrooms, training centers for staff, laboratories, an auditorium and conference center, dormitories, guest rooms, and a warehouse and shipping center. As such, it became the main center for the production and shipping of Malone's hair care and beauty products while also being a center where women came to be trained in the cosmetics and hair care treatments which Malone offered. This was a franchise business, with African American women coming to train at Poro College before heading off to other parts of the country to start their own offshoots of Poro College. Malone was way ahead of her time in integrating Poro College into the community and making it a place where workers had the best of services available to them. As well as being a community outreach centre, the college had a smoking parlour, cafeteria, dining rooms, a bakery, medical centre, laundry services, an on-site seamstress, and even an ice cream parlour, gym and roof garden. This was a forerunner of the kind of campuses which Apple and Google were to build out in California many decades later. Times were good, and Malone was able to give back, but this couldn't last forever. Malone would live through the greatest economic crash in history, and today, people are also dealing with hardship, such as the recent banking collapse. Nowadays, even Americans making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck, and even the most long-standing strategies to grow our wealth are struggling, as people lost nearly $7 trillion of personal wealth last year in conventional investments. But still, our new partner helped hand back over $25 million to their investors last year, pioneering and expanding in a 273-year-old market that rose an average of 29% in 2022. Our partner for today's video is Masterworks, the art investing platform. Masterworks is the first company buying paintings from legends like Banksy and Picasso, registering them with the SEC, and then breaking them into fractional shares. This way, you can invest without needing millions of dollars. Each of Masterworks' 12 exits to date have returned a profit to investors, and with 650,000 plus users, Masterworks' offerings can actually sell out in minutes. Make sure to click the link below and you'll get preloaded special access on your account. Now back to the video. Poro College was enormously successful as a business franchise. In the course of the 1920s, it trained tens of thousands of young women in the basics of cosmetics and hair care, who then returned to their own cities and towns as brand ambassadors, often stocking Malone's beauty and hair care products in their salons for years to come. In total, it is estimated that Poro College trained over 70,000 women between the late 1910s and the early 1940s, while at its height in the mid-1920s, the college employed approximately 170 people on-site in St. Louis. Eventually, franchised offshoots of Poro were to be found across North America and as far afield as the Caribbean, South America, the Philippines, and parts of Africa. By that time, Annie was a self-made millionaire. In 1926 alone, she paid $40,000 in taxes, the equivalent of about $750,000 in today's money, a huge sum which is indicative of the extent of her business empire by that time. Although she generally lived a frugal lifestyle, she did splash out on one specific status symbol, becoming reputedly the first woman in Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. She also spread this wealth through Poro College and went...
I'm going to stop there because I got my sister and mother.
It's all right, let me hear it. I want to hear it.
Okay, I'm going to hear it. Okay.
Annie Malone is known today as one of two African-American women who simultaneously became self-made millionaires in the interwar period by selling hair care and beauty products. The other was Madame C.J. Walker, and their two stories were deeply intertwined and their life histories overlapped in many significant ways. Madame C.J. Walker was a contemporary of Annie's who was born as Sarah Breedlove in Louisiana in 1867. Like Annie, she was born to freed slaves and was orphaned at a young age. As a young woman, she too moved to St. Louis, where in 1904, she began working for Annie. She continued in that position for over a year before heading out to Denver, Colorado with her daughter and new husband, Charles Walker. In Colorado, Walker set up her own hair care business, using a product which was very similar to that which Annie was selling back in St. Louis, one which used a mixture of petroleum jelly, sulfur, and other ingredients to straighten extremely curly hair. The Madame C.J. Walker Company, which she established, became very successful, and much of her business model mirrored that of Annie Malone in St. Louis. Unsurprisingly then, Annie soon accused her former employee of having stolen her ideas and intellectual property. But the charge never stuck, and Walker's business continued to thrive. In the course of the 1910s and 1920s, both companies became multi-million dollar enterprises, but the Madam C.J. Walker Company was more successful and is more remembered today. In fact, Walker refused to acknowledge Annie Malone's impact on her business and life, despite it being Malone who had trained her and laid the foundations for the industry. You may be wondering why Annie Turnbull is known more widely as Annie Malone. Well, as you may have guessed, it was owing to her marital affairs. Annie first married Nelson Pulp on the 25th of June 1902, shortly after relocating to St. Louis. Not much is known about this marriage, other than that it proved unsuccessful and the couple divorced in 1907. Thereafter, she lived with her brother William for some years on Pine Street in St. Louis. Annie acquired the Malone name in 1914 when late that spring she married Aaron E. Malone, a former school teacher who had changed careers to become a door-to-door salesman of religious books. This second marriage was initially happy, and in the years that followed, Aaron became involved in Annie's business, manufacturing her hair tonic for the late 1910s. But matters soured in the 1920s, perhaps owing to Annie spending large amounts of time traveling as her business empire grew. In 1927, Aaron filed for divorce, demanding half of her business as part of the settlement, claiming that he had helped build it. The case generated much press attention in St. Louis and further afield at the time, with Annie eventually settling for a payment of $200,000, a fortune in the mid-1920s, though the payment did allow her to maintain control of the company herself. Though her married life had been tumultuous, Annie compensated for her domestic turmoil by investing her wealth in numerous philanthropic endeavors in the 1920s and 1930s. For instance, she made large donations to Howard University College of Medicine, a historically black research institution in Washington, D.C. Many years later, the college reciprocated by awarding her an honorary degree. Yet her most prolific philanthropy, which was clearly close to her heart given her own childhood, was in supporting the St. Louis African American Orphans Home, to which she donated the equivalent of millions of dollars in modern terms during the 1920s and 1930s, serving on the board of directors for much of that time. Following her divorce in 1927, Annie began relocating her business to Chicago, and she eventually moved there herself in the 1930s. Such was her wealth by that time that she was able to purchase an entire city block of property. But bleaker times followed. Although poor old college survived the Wall Street crash and the Great Depression, its business was still greatly reduced for much of the 1930s, and this, combined with multiple lawsuits which Annie had to deal with as individuals tried to claim part of her wealth, ensured that she was cash poor by the mid-1930s.
Now, I played that because I want to give people some strength and hope. Did y'all hear that period of time before I bring my sister on, because she experienced some of that time afterwards, in the 40s and 50s of her career, and did you see how prolific she was in business and just in regular life was not that good. See, that's why some people could be good in one thing in your marriages and everything, and she still persevered. So women, if you are out there without a man and all this, you got to persevere. You see, she bought city blocks after she didn't play with them, and she put it in the children. Today are we putting it into the children, and this sister here is a living icon, which I'm so happy to have and give her flowers right now while she is alive to hear. I mean, if y'all don't know the history of Miss Kim Weston, I suggest you look this up. This is profound history to me because she is the beginning of all some of the movements that happened in this country. She hung out with Harry Belafonte, you name it, the Temptations in the early day. I could just see a litany of Motown grace around her, and it's a pleasure to have her here on this Mother's Day. So you could be considered a mother to this program, my sister. Love you. Antoinette, much love to you, because one of the great shows that we have always had is her and Antoinette on her show on Wednesdays, and who knows what other day she might come up with. So we thank you, and again, happy Mother's Day to all of us.
Thank you, darling. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes. When you hear stories like that, Ms. Weston, how's your thoughts when you think about your coming up and the successes and some of the things that you heard, some of the
I'm waiting on my billion because I've already checked on Walker Alba.
So you waiting on the billions?
I didn't ask for no millions. I want billions.
That's right. That's right. You deserve them too. Because
I've been in good health and sound mind, and I get it because he's willing. When we get our glory, we don't be here alone. But I'm waiting, man.
I feel you so strong on that. Tell me how you feel about so many of your contemporaries. One just passed, Harry Belafonte. Give us a fond story that you had maybe experienced or heard or been around.
Well, actually, I met Harry through Reverend Jackson. When he started the expo in Chicago. And when I met him, I immediately saw what I missed at Motown. We didn't know what we were doing, but his production was structured, you know?
Yeah, I've heard of him, the drummer, the Spider Webb, was on this program with you a week ago. Well, if y'all go to that show, he said Harry took him to another level in the playing. So I thought that was very unique, very unique. Yeah. At that time, with you doing your thing, going across the world, give us that feeling of how it felt to be at that time. We young kids. I'm in the 60s. I'm a young kid. What's your thoughts on how you felt when you was young and able to go to these other countries and be considered Motown greats, you know, the way
to God be the glory. I had a little different situation because I was raised in a church that was organized, you know. So I was exposed to audiences and singing before an audience, you know. But that took me to another level because it was the Holiness Church and then the whole Sanctified Church. You know what you can do in the Sanctified Church? Absolutely nothing. So I was barely.
What country you remember the most?
England.
You're thinking about it.
No, I was the first Motown artist to go to England.
Wow, okay.
They sent me on a tour with this guy, P.J. Proby. I didn't want to do that, and God put me on Jerry and the Pacemakers, who was bigger than the Beatles at that time.
Wow.
And they were managed by Brian Epstein, who was the Beatles manager.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's big. Now, because I know back in them days, you young, I seen pictures, go please everybody, go and look up her autobiography. I mean, beautiful chocolate, beautiful skin, everything. I mean, men had to be very much attracted to you at that time. How'd you feel with this group over here from England? They going crazy for you, and then over here in America, they call you nigger. How'd you deal with that?
Well, you know, I've really been blessed. Because I don't really remember being called a nigger, but as black as I am, I knew there was nowhere for me to hide.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty choppy. That's right. Ain't no way for you to hide. But in England, how did they treat you the men at that time, what was the vibe toward the black woman in this country diverse to our country that we are accustomed to. Did you see? So you must have had a great time. That's what you're basically saying. You had a great time.
I was proclaiming the queen of Northern Show from that trip.
Wow. Wow. And I seen you with a bunch of Sammy Davis Jr. You with Sammy. You with, some. Now, because of what we see and perceive out there, you've seen it firsthand, the music industry, give us your comparison. And you've been through all genres of music. What was your most, when you felt empowered, when you were doing the Lift Every Voice, the Sing era, or the Black Power movement, or the Motown, where you were more of an entertainer without an agenda? You know, the Black Power movement, the music was raw. Which one did you enjoy the most, you think?
Believe it or not, I didn't like a lot of the Motown stuff.
Okay, that's fair.
A lot of it I recorded, but that was hard to shut up. The artists had to sing, and they didn't tell me to shut up and sing because I don't went off on them, but that's what they said, basically, shut up and sing. You know? And I remember when Marvin did his first production, you know, he wasn't producing either. You know, the artists, the singers had this thing, and they had producers that produced, you know. So.
Right.
That's well, another time for us to talk about that, you know.
We'll get into that, yeah. Now, basically, I ask that because it's so much music that is so taken from that era. Now they're making money off of that in these ways today. The music industry today compared to yours, how you feel about with the music now? I mean, you hear a lot of that. It's out there.
Well, you know, without knowing what I was saying, I was just saying what I felt, that they had hindered our music deliberately.
Hmm.
And then I was told that by one of the producers of this company. He said that they deliberately do not do happy music.
Hmm.
I mean, no positive music. No positive notes. And certain rhythms you can't play.
Wow. So they said you couldn't even play those rhythms. Check that.
Yeah. But see, I'd heard that the industry wanted a certain sound, a certain rhythm, and I was calling them frequencies, you know. So, and if you didn't play what they wanted, you couldn't get the money. But if you did what they wanted,
wow! You say frequency, so you seeing the actual change of the notes from the different frequencies that they said, no, y'all can't play that. And that, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
No happy. Well, happy is positive. So if you're not positive, what are you? You're negative.
Right. Correct.
So all that music was a negative overtone, with negative overtone. And actually, I had a situation where, you remember the young lady that started taking flying pilot lessons at 5 years old, she's working with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Right. I think she was on
the Antoinette
program.
Well, now,
go ahead.
I had to back up. I didn't get back up. I came to a halt, and then I backed up. And then I backed up. Because she's singing Lift Every Voice and singing.
Right.
And when she goes to the bridge, she goes into the negative tones.
Wow.
And they were saying that she went off key, but she had perfect pitch. What I found out was that was the arrangement, and she was singing it. Note for note, really. But it goes off, it goes to the negative. When it says hope, when it goes to the bridge, talking about hope, it goes, let's go in the basement. I'm not going to argue about it, because the arranger has the right to arrange it how he wants it. And I have right. the right. I don't like it.
Right. Absolutely on that one. I agree. Now, in the music, and I don't want to keep it into that, but I know because you do so many things now, we can get into some of the things that you see that we need to be more focused on, being that you are an elder and I say a living icon for many of us in America. When you hear this type of music going into the negative, do you think that has a lot to do with how the vibrations frequency? Yeah, that goes. Mhm. Because the music, when you're
gonna think about what you hear.
Right, you gonna think about what you hear. That's right. That's right. Amazing.
Faith comes by hearing, and you never get through.
Now, I like that you say that faith comes with hearing, because you had a hell of a voice and a run for a long time, and you've seen a lot of the different eras that's happening. Then how would you judge black folks as far as the economics? Y'all seem to have more unity, even though most people know Madam C.J. Walker and his sister here was in turmoil. They even portrayed her wrong in the movie. That's how far this goes. Do you see like a dark secret side between groups of people? Like there's always these battles, and you've seen no bigger battle than Motown fighting when they moved to California. Is this like something that we hear about in these things where they have to do these things or else they don't succeed in the music industry? Mm-hmm. That's pretty accurate for what we're hearing on all these YouTubes and so forth. And you lived it. You've seen some music. Do you think I'm glad you put that there.
Now,
also,
I think it's going to be good because some of the things that I've heard happen in Motown, they didn't happen to me. I was blessed.
Right. That's beautiful. Yeah, and that's a good thing in all aspects. One thing I got to ask you, because that concert you did with Watt Stax, tell me the vibe of that, because that's what we all our parents had, the double Watt Stax album. We all, I think, drugs was all, bare water was everywhere. Just like it, that experience of the Barclays and the Stevie Santana, everybody. What was the vibe to you? I mean, because it's supposed to be black power. And from that time that you've seen this, watched that stage, give me your perspective. Did you think that concert?
To deal with Watts, because Lynn had the riot.
Right, he had the riot.
And now Bell was working with Reverend Jackson. That was Stack's contribution to California, because actually that was the first riot. I don't remember if that was when Dr. King or where it was, but that was 72.
Right. You had the Watts riot. You had the Watts riot that was going on. For the most part. And a lot of celebrities. How was the celebrity? Like what you see today, the celebrity, there's still like this fight is still going on in so many ways. The celebrities in your time is still alive. Some still alive.
That's had a different thing because Al Bell took care of his artists.
Right.
30 years of getting a royalty check from Motown.
Wow. Still getting a royalty check from Motown. That's awesome.
Took me 30 years.
Wow.
I sung a note, Al put a check in my hand. And it was more than I got for the 30 years of Motown.
Wow.
I know, this is the first time I ever thought of that.
Ooh, that's an amazing statement there. Wow, the music industry ain't nothing to play with, boy. I'll tell you that right now. He's saying, see, and that's what I think has been delivered in the music industry and the TV, and you came out of that era, too. I mean, first, I want y'all to know, first on Cosby Show, y'all, if y'all did not know that, first Al Cosby, the original when he had his first show, Kim Weston is there. I mean, just a beautiful. They all both had afros, pretty afros and so forth. I said, wow. When you see some of the things happening to your celebrity friends now, that did you ever say, wow? You ever think, wow, could that possibly happen? Is that real to you? You know, there's so many people out there that you was around and still is that are alive. That's just the past. They were such icons to us, and then you see bad endings. What's your thought on how this happens? Like, you know, big bad endings. Like, never thought about, you know, until you get older and say, okay, that makes sense. Did y'all feel like that? Well, these things will eventually happen to these people?
It doesn't have to happen. You know,
right.
The youth program I had was beautiful for me. And I told them that show business has more snakes than anything, but you don't have to be one.
Right. I like that.
As a matter of fact, that's your job to make sure you don't let them turn you into no snake. If you turn yourself into a snake, they can do it. And what the whole thing is, the word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
But Prince of Hops, yes, spiritual wickedness, high place. Mm-hmm.
Most people that are being used negatively, they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Next time they see them, they are smiling and everything. You know what I'm saying? Get out of my face.
And you was around for that. And you was around with that. You was around for those assassinations of those presidents in the time frame of that era that I was born into, the 60s. To see that, I analyze now. I said, man, look at the amount of people they killed all through Africa in the 60s. I mean, two presidents, and his president and his brother, and then the high level civil rights leaders and the civil rights leaders. Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable, that era.
The night that King got shot, I was doing the Johnny Carson show that Harry Belafonte had set up for.
Wow, that had to be interesting. And I'm going to have to look for that show. Go to YouTube, y'all. Look that show up. Get some hits, get some recognition for our sister here. Now, how did Johnny Carson react in your estimation, since you were right there looking at how did the crowd react?
He comes marching home, so he liked that.
That was the song that you played on Johnny
that
Carson?
That was the song that I played. Huh?
The song I played earlier.
Uh-huh.
Johnny come out your home. You sang that on Johnny Carson.
Uh-huh.
I played it today. I played it. And I went along with the Mother's Day. See how things connect. I did not know that, but that's amazing because that song is really. I played it today before. I played it, two versions of you. One live in Detroit. And the second one was Johnny Come Out Your Home, and I played because the person who started Mother's Day, she was part of the Civil War, and she was about the stopping of the bloodshed of the kids. Yeah, and so even she says, Ms. Weston, that we have defamed Mother's Day because she was against the commercialization of flowers and candy. She wanted us to be marching for the stopping of killing of children. And now, look what it's turned to. What's your thoughts about how women are today? I mean, I know. Gay has been around since the beginning of time. Lesbians been around since the beginning of time. I found out even as I got older, some of the civil rights members were gay. Baldwin was gay. Did it seem that big to you then as it is to be now? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you, my main problem with the babies, they have no right to mess with the children. God didn't make it like that. And they have no right to disturb the mind of a five-year-old child. They have no right to take a teenager who's still living with his family and take him and let him have help him to have a sex change. That's wrong. First of all, he's doing all this abortion and all of that. It's wrong because you didn't make the baby. You just had a baby. God made the baby. You didn't make it, and you're not supposed to take it. You're not supposed to kill it. And that's one of the reasons I believe we're having the problem that we're having. We're killing our babies. We're killing our children. And anytime anybody says abortion at 9 months, that's murder. Like it's outright murder.
Yeah, that's something to think about, everybody. 9 months, it says in these bills that people have passed without reading them and just using emotional, that you can kill a child. Now, there is some stipulations, and I'm going to bring this up since you brought it up, Ms. Kim, that if you were raped or some type of ailment, they gave the law's been in that forever. Now, I'm not an advocate to tell women what to do, but I just look at what I'm seeing in the people
Listen,
making the most money. I don't care
if you were raped. I don't care. God made that child. Man didn't make it. And that's what the problem is. That's the problem. We're doing it our way. That's a little cuss man.
No.
I'm going to cuss the idiot. Everybody I know is crazy. Everybody I know. Men and women, they're all crazy.
Now, I'm glad you say this because I got Chief Warhorse. I'm gonna bring you in shortly too. But Kim, I want you to listen up, Ms. Trump. I tell people, I'm not even trying to make you believe in politics. I said, listen to what people say. Like she just said earlier, it's got to be something bad if people can listen to people say they want to kill babies. I mean, this is well documented. Now I don't know why people will go along with this, but this is something I want you to understand. I'm only going to play just like a minute of this for those of you listening. When you let politics have a rally like this, a rally, not Noah, this was the rally that AOC and them had in the beginning of the so-called COVID. And I want you to hear what Ms. Kim said, we're killing the baby and all that. Listen to what, this is an actual political party that says this. Y'all tell me. Does this make sense to all you? And we'll be right back.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now. Please, you are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem, just stopping having babies.
Now, all I can say to anybody, if this is being said at a rally, and I'm going to go with the premise of Russia, they did bomb Russia with the pipeline. And just so y'all know where we're coming, this is facts. Facts matter. And today, facts matter that we have a real iconic mother on us with us, and I'm so happy to have you with us. Give us some last thoughts. I'm going to bring some more guests in as well. But give us some. I know your day is filled with a lot of things you told me about earlier. But how do you think we should be able to deal with this, what you said earlier about this babies and people just taking for granted that it's okay to just kill people at these type of 9 months and people don't know about it. If I go out in the streets today, how much ignorance do you see, Ms. Kim, from the time you were growing up to now? You feel that maybe this dumbness of America is very strange. It looks like it's premeditated to keep people dumb from hearing these type of things. What's your thoughts on that? Ms. Kim, you gone? She was with us. I didn't do nothing to the board. Okay, I'm going to hopefully she's going to unmute for a minute to listen. I don't know. I just want y'all to listen carefully. We did that. I got Chief Warhorse coming up. I got to get her in the mix. I got some things for y'all. Make sure she in the queue soon. Just think about it, y'all. Everything that you heard today is factual. We don't have to make it up. It's right there, but it ain't right there. It's invisible. It's like a lot of things are. But I appreciate everybody listening. We got some more program, but I got to play something that's controversial too. Well, fine, Chief. Remember we had this talk, everybody, a long time ago about the Afrocentric. I was saying how everybody want to pretend like, Are you back, Miss Carol?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened. My phone was acting stupid.
No, don't worry about that. I never took you out. I said what you said earlier about the babies. This was at a rally, and I just don't think people realize this type of talk is being into the politics of this. I mean, I never thought I would hear a rally says we got to start eating the babies. I never thought I'd hear something like that. But it's real. This is American. This is a popular person. Who's probably been in your hometown and there, Detroit, and again, it's amazing because it's an iconic city there, Detroit. A lot of history, a lot of occultic history, a lot of everything. Black people's from migration history. Tell us the state of Detroit as you see it now for people who might want to even invest in Detroit.
I really don't know because I haven't been active. I worked for Mayor Young. I was an appointee of Mayor Young for 20 years.
How was that? How was that appointment? What did you learn about her?
He gave me five jobs and told me, don't let them tell you what to do, Kim, because none of them never did it before.
He said, don't even think about it, huh?
Yeah, nobody has ever done what you're doing. So how they gonna tell you how to do it?
That's right. That's true. They ain't never done what you're doing.
Matter of fact, they told me it wouldn't work.
Check that out. Now, see, that's what I tell you, perseverance. You got to keep it going. You can't let people tell you. Because, again, I played that tape earlier to show that even – these two iconic women, they battling just like it is today. Except people don't believe we were rich in those days. How do you feel about how the wealth from the time you was a child? Did you feel we were more wealthier than we are today, just by what you do remember as you
I really do, and I think they need to redo that the commercial thing because they didn't take you in greed. And she just makes no sense, the greed that is going on now.
Right. The greed, yes. Unbelievable greed.
And these people that have these little stores that came in here from somewhere else, they're taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of us.
Now,
but we won't come again.
That's what I wanted to say. Now, most of the businesses from the time frame that we talk about now came out that era of where you came out of. And now we enter a technology age that is totally, and I remember
When I was growing up, we had black businesses. We don't have no black businesses now.
Yeah. I remember a little of that. That's the scary part. I can remember the slowly gradualization of them using gradualism to weave us out slowly. Because when I came in the high school days, the ARAS was coming in, and it was really strange, but everybody was supposed to be loving and cool, and that's what we were. Until we realized as we got older, they lived amongst the neighborhood, but they was getting special government help, y'all. I'm telling you.
Absolutely positive. And we're told that we were there. They could do what they wanted to. That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, they're doing a lot. I see it. Now, again, being that I said earlier, these women took upon themselves during a time when they're supposed to be lynching us. They're supposed to be, you can't look them in the eye. And yet we got blacks who had thriving communities even during that time of Reconstruction. I'm trying to figure out what happened. I mean, because we were, you just said it, we had all these businesses. We were like second in command in America, truly. Where do you see the drop off, where that fell off at? Like, all of a sudden we seeing it with the immigration. When did you notice immigration in your lifetime that was like dangerous in a lot of ways?
I'll tell you, that's a major problem. That's a major problem, because when you start trying to be like somebody else, you're not being yourself. We were a people of integrity, and that's something that's
true. Right, of integrity. I liked that. We had integrity back in them days. I mean, just that the confidence of us doing the work. Like, today you get a person to do work on your house who's black, he might take all day. They won't, yeah. That, back then, they were taking care of each other, getting it done. Today, you can't get them to do nothing, so you got
pride in the work.
Unbelievable. Pride,
pride in the work. Your work speaks for you.
Let your work speak for you. There you go. We about to get busy. Let's take, hold on. Miss Kim, I want you to stay where I got Chief Warhorse coming on shortly. I got to play this for y'all. There's a big debate. There's a big debate out here, y'all, because I'm playing the great women. This Mother's Day. This is a mother. Supposedly the mother of all mothers. She's the mother of the so-called Kemetic tribes of Egypt and everything, and how Egypt is so much thought about here. But I got to play this for y'all, because maybe we forget too much about our country of having the same type of structures of Egypt in the East, even though you in the West.
Now, by design.
By design. See, we act like, you know, I told you it was a big trick to make everybody forget about people that was already here. You become the invisible man, like movie. That's really an allegory. But we about to play it for you. Now, Netflix got this movie out about Cleopatra with Jada Smith. So you see it all set up. The slap is all theatrics. Just like they say, the theater of war. It's got a lot of theatrical stuff involved in it. Now, listen to this, y'all. Now, there's a debate about her, Cleopatra being made black. Do you believe that, everybody? Cleopatra, mother goddess of the Nile. Could say mother goddess
of the Nile.
Yeah, of the Mississippi.
She's from Egypt, and people, Egyptians are people of color.
Right. Now, I want you to hear something now before I told you I'm going to create some controversy before I bring Chief Warhorse out here. Because this is how you, when you forget your land. See, y'all always say the Egyptians is with this. No, they not. The Egyptians are pissed. Oh, yeah. Look it up. The Egyptians are pissed. Big time. Talking about we stealing their history. Telling about the black people, talking about they from Egypt. I ain't making this up. So what I got to do today before I bring Chief Warhorse on is to tell y'all, they talking some deep stuff. They trying to make it sound like, you know, y'all making this up. And he mentions a name. Let's see if y'all pick up the name. We play a game like we used to. Let's see if y'all pick up the name. To pick up the name of the group I'll be talking about, that's the most dangerous black group in America. Because it came out of this group. Not me saying it. He going to say it. Listen carefully. The mother of all mothers is now being debated about being black now.
Welcome back to Fizzle Glass. There's a big budget Netflix series on Cleopatra has been hit with claims of cultural vandalism over the casting of black actress Adele James in the lead role. Well, Cleopatra's precise heritage is a point of scholarly debate. There's no evidence that she was black, and the casting has caused major controversy in Egypt, spurring a lawsuit and claims the program makers are erasing Egyptian identity. It's not the first casting controversy we've seen, of course, though the backlash is normally the other way around. Bryan Cranston was lambasted for playing a disabled character in The Upside, as was Jake Gyllenhaal, who starred in The Prince of Persia despite not being Persian or a prince. And, of course, Eddie Redmayne, who issued a groveling apology for playing a trans woman in The Danish Girl. So is casting Cleopatra as a black woman culturally insensitive? Should we care? Isn't the job of an actor, after all, to act? Well, joining me now is legendary Egyptian comedian Bassem Youssef and author of The Case for Cancel Culture, Ernest Owens. Well, welcome to both of you. Okay, let me start with you, Ernest Owens. Off you go.
Yeah, I think that this is ridiculous. I think that she is in full range to play Cleopatra. I think people should remember that there was controversy when the late, great Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra, and people thought that it was inaccurate for a white woman like her to play the character. History has said that there is some racial ambiguity around Cleopatra's identity. She's definitely not white. And I think to even assume that Egyptians do not carry some level of African ancestry that can have a darker skin complexion is also historically inaccurate. So I think she's more of the ideal of what Cleopatra would look like more than Elizabeth Taylor would be. And you didn't see as much backlash for Elizabeth Taylor playing Cleopatra compared to that.
That's a fair point. So let me go to you, Beth. I mean, that is a fair point. Liz Taylor was the biggest movie star in the world at the time she played Cleopatra. She was not Egyptian. What's the difference?
Gee.
Well, first of all, this was Hollywood before it was informed. This is where 1961, when Cleopatra by Elizabeth Taylor, we're not crazy about Elizabeth Taylor playing Cleopatra either. That was also inaccurate. I don't know where do you get the idea that we're happy that she played the role. As a matter of fact, 1961 Cleopatra movie was banned in Egypt and many Arab countries because of Elizabeth Taylor's stance towards the state of Israel because they supported them. So I don't know where does he kind of get this information. Second of all, this is the same Hollywood that in 1956 they cast John Wayne as Genghis Khan. So this is a time where Hollywood didn't know any better. Now, the problem for me, it's not about color. It's not about white and black. This is a very reductive way to talk about things. This is the way that Americans talk about it. I'm very sorry. Like, I come from Egypt. Egypt has a very diverse color palette. People can look like me or they can look deeper skin tone like Anwar Sadat, who comes from a Nubian origin. It's not about black and white. It's about the continuous culture appropriation and falsification of history that has been done by what the so-called Afrocentrist movement. The Afrocentric movement started the last century as a way, in a good intention, to teach African American about their rich history of West Africa, the great empire of Benin, of Ghana, of Songhali, the great empire of Mali. But the thing is, that's why you find people like Kevin Hart, who subscribes to these theories, who claim that his ancestors built the pyramids. I'm sorry, your ancestors had their own wonderful civilization in West Africa. They are culturally appropriating my culture, calling the people of Egypt of today, despite their skin tone, that they call us as invaders, intruders, and they are being erased from our own history.
Okay,
this is something that Hollywood has done over the years.
Now, but let me throw this back to you. This point that we've had
I just want, because that's a long story there. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I changed my headphones. I was trying to get in touch with Chief Warhorse. I was looking for you, Chief. This is something that you got to think about. He said that they're erasing them out the picture because they don't care about color. And then they don't care. He said that it was created a century ago by these Afrocentrics. I suggest y'all go look up that century ago where this came from and look up the people who funded it and then come back to us with some real clarity, because that is almost unbelievable, because we all heard it. I told people before, Africa does not think they're black Americans. They don't. They don't identify. Now, just keep it with us. Those of you on the line, hit the line, look for us as we speak. What's your thoughts on Africa? You've been there. I think you have been
there. They are not black Americans.
Say again?
I said, they are not.
Right.
Ain't nobody like us. There's nobody like us. The black American, if he ever wakes up, we're the greatest thing God ever made.
Now, you said first, we don't have people firsthand come here. I noticed that this debate, they always want us to be Africa. Like, even when we call ourselves African American, I don't know if you know that, but Jesse Jackson heard. It was like he came up with it in a strange when he was doing the Black Power movement thing, and it stuck. When you see the black, let's just say the civil rights movement of the era predominantly you birthed out of from that era, what about how do you see it today? Does it even look resemblance to what you've seen when you see how it's, what it has turned?
I don't know whether you're talking to me or not, but ain't no way we do not have a leader. We don't have a leader. We don't have a group.
That's what I'm scared of. Okay, we get a leader like King, and then you see what they do to him, and all of a sudden,
a real leader at this time knows that he can't be out front.
Right. That's a good move. Boy, that's very good, Miss Kim. I love that, Sister My Mother. That is a good be out front thing. I like that. Those are this is Ken Weston, like Motown, great, fast entertainer. Books out there we need to plug.
Before you leave, I wanted to tell you that my dad in Mobile, Alabama, owned the whole block. In Mobile. Lifetime.
See, it's about it. Block. Money, y'all. What happened to that entrepreneur that by the whole street? You think the government had too much play in our affairs?
One thing, being an entrepreneur means that you got to have creativity, and they're doing everything to stifle our creativity. There are no arts in school. That should be a crime. That should be a crime because you're stifling. You're stifling people. How you going to not have art? That's how we grow.
And they took the music out the schools too. Now, we used to digital music. Yeah. They took the music, the craftsmanship out, no more vocational school. But don't you think it's time now? Homeschooling. It's time for us to take our own schooling because we can't continue to think the government is going to teach our new generation of kids. I hate to say it, but factory.
I have no problem with us doing our own because that's what I believe that. That's why we have the problem that we have because we don't write our own story. We don't protect each other. Yeah. So we don't care. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't protect the past, you ain't got
nothing. Yes. All right. One more thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody. It's all about this.
You have dialed is unallocated. The number.
Yes, 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 yes. We're back. And it's going to be a family. Oh, you, yeah. That's the, hey, we need a reunion. We need a family mental reunion, baby. Everybody out there listening and all of you got family members out there. I see hands up. Okay, we about to get y'all in here. Thank you. We got some more people calling. Hit your hand up. I don't know where everybody's at, but we're trying to get you in here right now. I got 6661. 6661 got you in there. Okay, I got 7696. I got 7472. We got 1069. Been holding. Let me see. 1069. Let me see who this is. Let's hope this ain't. Hello.
What's going on? Y'all hear me?
I hear you. What's up, Musty Brother Caddy? We hear you loud and clear. What's happening? We got a good friend, mother to us, Miss Kim Weston, on the line with us. So, good brother here. Go ahead, my brother.
Oh yeah, it was a great blessing just hearing her speak this week. I admit I got a chance to speak to her on the phone a different time, so it was always a pleasure getting a chance to talk with her. So she very knowledgeable thing. So you know, may she be blessed. And that's the woman right there. So it just puts a smile on my face hearing from her and things that she say, because we're dealing with a lot of things in this world that we got to put the record correct. And so that's part of one of my jobs, is to put everything right. And the fact that these people mentioned about Cleopatra, well, the reason why she was famous is because, first of all, her real name is Hera. And she had a child by Mark Anthony, which gave birth to the second Jesus in the Bible, which became Cleopas. Okay, and they named him Jesus Justice, mentioned in the Bible. He wasn't accepted because his father being Caucasian and his mother being, Egyptian. All right, and so it doesn't matter what them slimy Arabs argue about, and I do call them slimy, because they, after Islam came and Muhammad died, they was mad because none of the blessings went to them. And so they converted the Hindu religious part and added and became Deen of Islam. And then they started invading in the northern part of that continent, from Egypt, Libya, and throughout the northern part. And so the Moors were helping a lot of the natives there relocate, and many of them came to America. So if you look on the walls in ancient Egypt, you'll see a lot of so-called African-American people with the same features and structure, because they're the same people. They were just forced out of the land.
We're going to get into that. Hold tight, because that's a good – actually, I'm glad you saved that. That's why I played that down, so I can get the heat up on that subject, because, if you watch the end of that, he mentions the kingdoms of Nubia, who are parts of he mentioned how they all came together, because that's a long. I can't say everything on there. I play where it was up, but go listen to the whole thing, everybody, because what he just said has a lot to do with what they talk about. They saying that they been labeled as the invaders of their own land, and he's saying they don't go by it. Now he's saying Anwar Sadat and all them, they Nubians, so they showing you that they black people. It's that Hollywood got us thinking, according to, if y'all listen to this, that they think that we're not claiming this land here. Like, instead of us claiming this as Egypt to us, we saying that's Egypt over there. And that's because now I want to do nothing, so to speak. That's the premise of that. So y'all check it out. But, yo, hold tight. Because, I mean, I'm going to keep it live. I'm not just put you on mute, because I'm going to get everybody in, because we want to go there at 12 when high noon get here, so we can get to, because that is the big debate of how this is happening with this immigration. And you sent some things over just the other day, so we can get into that too. Let me just get these people out the way, everybody get in before we get too long on everybody. Let me just hold on. I got 7472. All right. So, baby, put yourself on mute. Keep that thought. We're going to get back into that. No doubt about that one. Let's go. I got you at 7472.
Greetings, Jarbones, and to God be the glory, Miss Kim.
God be the glory, Daddy.
How you there be you today? special mother of knowledge and the mother of tones and higher frequencies that she resonated when she sang for Motown and she sang for the world.
Yeah.
She also was very instrumental in putting forth James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Negro National Anthem. And so what we're hearing from her and all of us being on Mother Earth is validation of the woman and the part of mothering, because the thing that we're listening to with them putting out this new thing and saying that, you know, Cleopatra were back, that was the last dynasty. And the other part you didn't and say that Julius Caesar's son was named what? Caesarian. What is a Caesarian? That means to cut out a child. And so they put that in the movie specifically. And the thing that they're doing with this is, and he's correct, that Egypt is still on the continent of Africa. That's just saying that everybody that lives in Michigan is Michigans. They're not Americans. How are you going to move that off a continent? Because that Nubia is the mother of Egypt, because they came from the south, which is really the north, because the river runs in reverse, the Nile does, and they came up, and then the papyrus tell you that they came from the mountain of the moon, which is in Kenya, the Mount Kilimanjaro, and the people came and they migrated up the river and they built civilizations as they traveled. That was the last of the civilizations before the invaders came from Rome and Greece, but they studied.
When you say they studied, that's where the debate gonna come in. Where you can't study unless I'm teaching you. So if you studying my stuff that I'm teaching you, and then somehow you get initiated into this occultic understanding, which ain't a bad word, occult. So I don't know if we should be saying it's making it seem like they just came in and robbed. No, I think they did a lot of trade together before all that other stuff happened, because no way you could just study these
either way
without,
they did.
No.
They came and Alexandria, that's where she was at. And when they showed her in the beginning, what was she doing? She was sitting at the table of knowledge reading the papyrus of the people before her.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that. That makes
and
sense
when you,
to me.
When you understand that when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. When you educate a man, you just give him something to think about. And this is the part that we see with Mother Wit and the part of her being the nurturer. Once you activate the mother's mind with the knowledge, that is recorded in her DNA and it's passed on to the child through her womb.
All right, so hello. We got Miss Kim out there listening. I got some more. We're going to get some more callers. They saying y'all passing it through the womb, all the key of life. That may be what Stevie Wonder was talking about, songs in the key of life. Let me go to 5095. That was okay. Let's make it happen. It's Mother's Day. We love
it. Good stuff. Greetings. Happy Mother's Day to all you nurturers out there. Yes, yes. Wonderful, man. I don't even know how to piggyback onto what the elder was talking about there, but organization, that's key. And getting along, can't do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
You need a board of trustees. I mean, you need a committee. You need a president. You need a CEO. So I would say somehow, some way, how do those relationships get built by family members? You know, that's my question. I'm going to try to resolve.
I said it earlier. Go ahead. Have fun. I'm loving you. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I'm listening, man. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought. I'm going to go with you after you say something.
That was my thought. How do we resolve those situations? And that's where my mindset is. So, you know, I'll keep thinking on that and pondering.
Fidelity toward each other has changed. Like she said earlier, that we were more trusting. Help, our word was our bond. I didn't have to have lawyer to write you an affidavit that you're worried about. You know, all this came from us wanting to lie and bother with each other. That's it. Because if we was true to what we say to each other, that's like I say, the church is a bank. You see, the sister, the church was a bank. It's supposed to be a bank, not a pimping thing.
And it still is, right?
Yeah.
So that's where it starts, and that should be the cornerstone of the community.
Yeah. Well,
it's
a banking. It's banking. If you're going to bank, like, for instance, y'all said earlier today, and I'm listening to y'all, I'm just analyzing what y'all saying. Basically, somebody getting a good-ass loan to be able to put buildings up in your area during the Depression and all this stuff, somebody getting a good loan. Now, if we don't figure out that part of the CEOs and all these trustees and CEOs, they offer their own craft. They create their own craft. They have their own separate secret society within a society. That's what this is. Plain and simple.
Absolutely.
I say they're going to get hot when it get hot. But y'all ready for the helios? Because I got some stuff for y'all. Boy, if y'all don't know.
I got some gas. I'll put some gas on that for you. Go ahead.
We need all the gas we need, because guess what? When you refine something, you got to burn it. Ask yourself that about all the parts. All right, let's go to some more callers. 04007. It's going to be, damn. You know what, this board is going to have to make me mad. I can see now. Got it. All y'all in there, just deal. I'm looking for Chief Warhorse at the same time. Chief, where are you, honey? I'm trying to get you here. I'm really, because this is going to be amazing. Okay, there you go. 400. All you who are out there, put yourself on mute. You don't have to take yourself out. I'll keep you in the key. Ask y'all further questions. That way, everybody can be heard. We will not cut you off. We just ask you to have one of the tenets is restraint. Go ahead. 4007.
Oh, greetings, and happy day to all the nurturers of the world, especially from the goddess Europa. The name Europa is the name of the subcontinent, not Europe, you see. And this is not wordplay. This is the facts, the truth, and the knowledge that has come down the river from the mountain of the moon to the sea. And over here, we have our mountain of the moon, which is the north of this land, and all of the rivers that come together in the Ohio River into the Missouri River into the Mississippi, the Nile of the West, the Nile that was here before the Nile that was over there. Okay, because in fact, why is it that you can't go to the Grand Canyon other than just one little tenth of it, because the rest is surrounded by the military? You know, how is it that we can't access our story in this land about what we have done in this land? How come we can't expose that? First they called us Indians, then they called us Negroes, then they said we was a threat to them, and they bombed us from the airplane in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you see. So just to let you know that we don't care nothing about what you think. We only care about what we think. And that's how the system has been doing us, and we have been allowing it, because if we hadn't been allowing it, it would not be happening to us, you see. So you got to take responsibility for what you have started back when. And since you don't know your own story, and since your own story is cut off from you, and you're handed another story from Professor Herskovitz and Professor Boaz of Chicago University and Northwestern University, the out of Africa theory that was promoted by the talented 10th W.E.B. Du Bois. This nonsense about us coming across the ocean in some sailboats, you understand me, that captained by people who couldn't even sail 150 years before that. So how is it that they were able to transport 12 million of us from across the water here when we were already here? And we have the evidence and the proof that we were here from coast to coast. And it is our mounds and our pyramids and our river connections that Brother York and Sister Sacagawea showed the people from Europa who came over here and had the Lewis and Clark expedition. Y'all remember that in history, the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Who led that expedition? Yeah, but they were Masons.
Yeah.
I want the world to know now.
Well, but who led that expedition? Who led that expedition?
No, you can tell them. I may not know the name. You know what name is you? Who led that expedition? Black man, or Native American?
Brother York. Brother York, who was one of the masters of the travel along the rivers, and this is how they were led, zigzagging across the country.
Now
that expedition could never have happened if it were not led by Sacagawea and Brother York.
Now
they introduced these people everywhere.
We ain't going to debate that, because here it is. That's why we did the show today, saying they said we had the tightest knit fraternities of that time. Most people was in the craft. Now I want y'all to know, we got to get hot. We about to get hot now. Y'all playing too many games. He just named, now, of course, Lewis and Clark are Masons. Everybody, hope y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, everybody had to be in the craft to order to be navigators. This is just well documented.
That's right.
Yeah. So if y'all don't get this right now, the thing is, we say all this stuff. Who's going to debate all that? I got documents from y'all and others from back in the day. They even said giants was over here. Giants was here. In Niagara Falls got stories of giants being in the Americas.
In the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Now, this is documented. It's not going to be told because it would cause a cataclysmic thing. But like I told you before, if Afrocentricism was only 100 years old when somebody came, he's talking about the same group. The same group that did the changing came up with the Afrocentric stuff. Smithsonian and all them. And back in the day when they was buying up. So my thing is this. Now, the Native American community, y'all out there, I've been to the things y'all told me to go to. I go to them, and I'm telling you, they know, in a way, if you talk with them, they know, because they say, well, you say, what about the Seminoles? They get nervous when you say black Seminoles. They have this thing about it. Now, something ain't right. Something ain't right over here. Even with all we had, all over the country. If New York and all these y'all claim, I'm listening to all y'all all the time say this, the question would be, we got to look up the treaties that these so-called indigenous people made, because obviously Chief Warhorse said they had ships, was bringing in stuff over back in the day with the trees. I just don't see how they were able to get in here without a... Now, who do they bring? Now, here's where it gets deep, everybody. Who does it bring? Who do they bring to fight? Because according to what I'm reading, and this is where the debate going to be at, because no one wants, I guess we're going to make the start.
It was here.
Now here goes the military. The military now is comprised either with immigration soldiers that either they lying about. If you look at the Civil War, if the Civil War is fought by black people, too.
The Redcoats.
What black folks were they? Now, this is what a debate for in our own history that
what
we ain't never wanted.
What black land did they come from?
Yeah, right. We don't want to solve that mystery. That's a mystery that should be easily resolved. If my dumb ass figured it out, and somehow they coming off because either they got the islands fighting with each other. Because remember, I said we named ourselves Saint Domenico. That was one of the fraternal orders. So the fraternal orders named themselves the Knights of Santo Domingo. Now, that's in another country, and yet it's in America as a secret society. Now, what would they be talking about?
But that's because of the French. That's because of the French. The French, the Jacobins. the Jacobian, the Jacob,
the Jacob, the Jacobians, the Jacobians. Yeah, still that, Haiti. That's still Haiti. That's still Haiti. That's still part of the Louisiana Purchase.
No, that's
France. No, that's part France. Of Louisiana Purchase. That's part of Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
How do I know? I'm telling you.
I know
because what? Louisiana is the only state that does not call themselves counties. What they call themselves, y'all?
They're parishes.
That's the Pontiac law.
Parish.
That's the Pontiac law.
That's right.
Anybody
that's
should know
Napoleonic
that.
Right law,
now.
Right.
Yes. I already
that's
know.
Francophone.
I
that's Francophone.
Right.
That's
right.
French.
That's okay. Because the Franks because the Franks have black people in them. I keep telling y'all, because it's Mother's Day.
The Franks were. And, who were the Franks? They were us. They weren't them.
I'm not going to say us. They were just dark-skinned people. Because when you say us, that's where we're getting mixed
well,
up.
Well, I meant they were, listen, they were swarthy and tawny. How's that?
Right.
It was swarthy and tawny. Those are the people, that's the people who founded Europa and who named it and did all that.
Right, but I'm saying, if we over here, here's what it's going to be the debate for all the mindsets out there. That's right brain stuff. Here you go. If we over here, now y'all been claiming this over here for how long? How the hell you want to know what, you know, obviously over there, if Africa's right near, it's the closest nautical range, the Mediterranean, to Europe is right there. These three, five African countries can go there anytime they want. They already got. So that's another lie. That's why I say when y'all start talking about the color game, that's Afrocentrism.
Yeah.
That's Afro. Y'all brainwashed.
That's a lie. That's an acceptance of a lie.
Right.
That's acceptance of a lie.
I already
that's what
know. I've
is.
Been saying that for how long, y'all? If you listen to this program. I told you the most dangerous people. I said they was on. There's no way that we should be thinking about this because. Even with the Grand Orient Lodge, that's what France is. France is not nothing bad, y'all. It's worshiping black people. All their architecture from Dr. Clark, Dr. Benyaka, Sheikh Diyad is from Africa, and he married a white woman. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. We got to get out of this. Africa has fucked more white women than you are in America. That's the way it is. I don't know why y'all lying to yourself. Africans have, I mean, I don't even get it. Think about everybody. Let's be real with each other. Y'all always talking about these countries. But these countries, if you go look at the population, it's a lot of Africans from hardcore countries there. Hardcore. Chad, the Guinea Republic. I mean, tons of them there. And what they doing? Having kids with them? Just go on European news, everybody. Take a look. Go on European news. And I also want y'all to tell me why y'all worried about Africa and Europe so much. You ain't never been over there.
Yeah, why y'all not worried about this over here?
Yeah, right. Now that's my point. And so here it is, another country got everybody so riled up. But these countries are right in Africa. Africa does not have a problem living in Europe. You do. As if you hate Europe so much over here. I tell you, we've been brainwashed by 100 years of Afrocentrism.
Racism and BS.
It's a lot. Let me get some more calls because I know we're going to get busy because it's a lot. I told y'all. It's Mother's Day. We can't play no more. Yep, they want us all to be aborted. 1-6-5-4. You on the Helios.
Hello, Drivons.
Yeah.
Hello, Ms. Kim. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes, yes.
Pardon me?
Happy Mother's Day.
Mother the Matriarch of this program. Antoinette, go ahead. And that's a French name. Go ahead, honey. I bet
you
thank
you. You remember what happened to her.
I told her that joke already.
That's cool,
go ahead, one of the hosts of our shows, baby. Go ahead, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Miss Kim.
She's still there.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, darling.
I believe in all my sisters in the day. Go ahead.
All I wanted to say.
Oh, girl. You ain't had the speech ready?
No speech.
Let it be known. What you got coming up next? Because you going to have these guests. I'm stealing her guests now. She's going to tell me that later on. I'm getting it.
You always do that.
Okay, go ahead.
You always steal my guest.
Tell me what you got next up so we can all get ready because she got some doozies.
Brother Eddie will be back with me on Wednesday. And on Thursday, I'm going to do a part two to the family show that we did last week, where everybody comes together and you bring your recipes, your memories, any healing, you know, remedies, herbal things, you know, just things that you share with the family.
Ooh, family remedies there. I like that. We need, you know what? I think we're going to have to get some more of family remedies because y'all don't realize everything going up, everybody. Regardless how you believe, inflation is real. Remember that. Inflation is real. Don't fool
yourself.
It's
real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you think your money, if you really know about money, I don't know. All I can say is you need some mother wit, like Brother Kwame said. Mother wit is the key component of this. Y'all better learn how to use that because a lot of mothers definitely kept their children
Excuse me, Drybone.
Go ahead.
We had a show. I had a show where we had a banker on, Miss Brown, who's a banker. And y'all should go back and check that out. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah.
And World Banker. Not just a boy, it was a World Banker. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great show that was, too. I think I listened to a lot of stuff. And let me tell you, these are icons like we have on here. And a lot of people, we want to give y'all a shout out while y'all live for telling the truth and getting the facts. It's hard to tell the facts and the truth to people. It's like they look at you as you ostracized. That's how you know you're not amongst the real people. Anything this simple, this common. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I can't be the only one that's going to ask a question of how somebody going to be able to do this without something. It's got to be an equation to this. So I thank all y'all out there listening. Hope we get some more callers because the lines is hot. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get everybody to go up top. Everybody want to get in here, hit the number one button. There's Kim, y'all on here. Here you go. Let me get you in. 3364. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get you in there. 3364. Go ahead. Because we're going to get hot.
Your voodoo family.
There you go.
Kim, you said is right on the money. Okay. But how to run our military tactics. So, happy Mother's Day, Antoinette, and present, future, and past mothers. And the greatest gift I learned from my mom, what she taught me, it's the only way to learn is listen. So I'm going to shut my fat mouth and bring on all the women, man. All the women callers, all the men, shut the fuck up. It's the women day. All right? So I'm going to mute myself, man.
That's my brother. I mean, we must be, if he ain't in the family. That's my cousin, man. That's my goddamn brother there, boy. Okay. Go ahead, man. That makes sense. Women, I've got you out there. I'm trying to get y'all in here. Chief Warhorse, I don't call you. I did a few things. You Louisiana love, but we wanted to put you on that chief thing because we know you was going to put it down on that because she did mention some things about the Native American. I look at a lot of stuff for a long time and listen to y'all for a long time. That's no way I can say y'all. That's why y'all on here. If you know you ain't got what you're saying, we're going to be like, wait a minute. But, there's a prophecy in amongst these Native Americans about a resurrection. It is out there. You know, I've seen it. And they got sometimes him coming back in white, like Albion. Now, he said Europa. Now, Europa a woman, ain't it? Y'all out there listening, ain't Europa a woman? Or is she a constellation? Which one is she? We about to get deep. We go out to 12 o'clock. Y'all ready for this? We'll be right back. Y'all get
it's a goddess. She's
ready.
A goddess.
See, somebody talk. See, that's why I said it.
But she's also.
She's talking about Europa. You better know what you're talking about. She also what?
That's
what
also the one of the moons of Saturn.
Right.
Yeah, one on the
exactly.
moon.
Exactly. And so
on the moon.
And who gave the world the quadrivium, the quadrivium, which is mathematics, geometry, music, and astronomy. You understand? We gave that to the world. We also gave the world rhetoric, logic, and grammar, yet we don't want to speak correctly. We think that's an
affront. But yeah, we're giving these people amount. Again, I don't say it lightly because I want to put into this term. Because we think because this happened, they had schools for this. You was initiated. It wasn't they ain't care what color you were.
Right.
If they was bringing all the people to, let's just go to the West because everybody wants to say Luxor, and those you in the East Luxor.
Yeah,
those
but over
West,
here, what about over here?
17. Yeah. Over here, you don't get into none of that till you get to that because they gonna tell you that in a baby stage because first of all, it's like a building process. If I was as an enemy, let me just be an enemy for everybody. I was an enemy, and I'm sure you stay dumb for as long as possible that I'm taking all your shit. I'm going to keep you what? Pretty much in
dumb
the
as you can be.
Of the, you,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna do whatever I can to keep you
and
from
check.
Knowing that I'm raping your ass every day. And so that's
exactly.
kind of like a common sense thing. Common sense will make, that's what I see it as.
Dry bones. Dry bones. It's the colonization first because you attack the second brain and the first brain is delusional. You see, that's how the process works. When the colonizers come in, they attack the colon first because if you're not eating like you normally do, now your whole body starts having problems because now your whole eating habits have changed because you got an invader you got to deal with and all this testing stuff is happening at the same time. See, so
let's take that premise.
Mindset.
You said that the invaders come in. Mm-hmm. Now they come in. Let's take the ship debate for the lack of people knowing anything else. The ship debate that they brought ships over. Okay. Now, again, I looked at their history because Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben also, how are you going to know your history without your enemy's history? Then you find out how that to you was at, and then you say, this ain't counting right. So the common sense they came
breaking
up with ships.
Up.
That means they had technology to bring in diseases, this disease technology. Common sense say what you do. Yeah, you bring it right now.
Bring
skills
from other places.
But these only can be done through ships. People who are on the high seas. Let's talk about who on the high seas.
Let's talk about how long it took.
I ain't gonna talk about how long it took. I want to ask everybody who had the charters go into the high seas for commerce. See, this is where the problem is because those two pillars that are called
the
pillars of Hercules, you had to pay tribute.
You had to give them pirates.
That's what the War of Tripoli, is about.
Tripoli is over here.
Tripoli could be over here.
It's right on this coast, right up here, right up northern California. Yes.
I ain't debating that. I'm saying, but the average person, Libya, all them is the halls of Tripoli to them. The halls of Tripoli, the Hercules shit, the halls of Tripoli. So when they come over now, whatever over here got to be more substantially brought to fruition a lot because somebody had to do it for the people. You just don't go into no country without charters and all kinds of. That's just admiralty law of the sea, of the edges. That's just facts. Don't look at
to nobody land without meeting white chieftains first and everything. And some of those dudes was giving their daughters away for you. Now, I don't know if y'all read this far or how far you really go, but I still want the sex game. What's the purpose of mother without the sex game? If the sex game that I'm looking at, I'm sure I found that y'all should be defended, had these people was actually burning up their daughters. Somebody tell me I'm lying. Okay. Now, y'all up here mad about today. That's why this show is called Nothing Is New Under the Helios. Y'all, y'all get that, boy. We about to get busy. Y'all ready for some more? We'll be right back in a minute. We're going to play some. Hold on. If I can just board the word. We got a problem with the board, y'all. Don't get mad at me. It's my fault. I got time to. But it's going to be a board issue. We got too much stuff on here. I can't even get the board to go on this side. So much stuff running around here. But let me tell you, think about that one for a minute. Think about that. If that is the case, you got to ask yourself, how's that done? Now, you thinking these people still forgot those ancient rituals they got of bartering their children? You really believe that, y'all, everybody over here? Y'all listening? Y'all actually, yeah, huh? But these people just, oh, all of a sudden, because, you know, everybody's going to forget about it being, you act like you're supposed to forget that these people were doing it in the ancient book that you call your Bible. It's in your Bible book. First thing Lot wanted to do was hey, fuck my daughters. Believe the God alone. Now, I say this. How about that one? I'm about to bring it to you. Oh, boy, y'all forget it today. I'm going to get high helios. Unfortunately, it's going to be the high shot while my board messing up. It's amazing. But think about that. I'm going to fix this. Y'all keep talking while I'm going to the – I got to go over the backboard of this. Go ahead. Right. I got Miss Kim. I don't like to use profanity, Miss Kim. But I tell people sometimes people have only a couple ways of learning things. And it's really kind of hardcore and that you understand that, you know, sure you're the worst, but it's that our people do not want to hear the facts. If you say the facts too nice, they will overlook them. If you say it in a mindset that they can, it's called mind control obliteration. I'm trying to obliterate, like brother would say, you gotta listen to people. That's why I'm on this program. The world. You have no idea. You don't think you come here for nothing. Y'all, the whole world listening. The name alone brings dry bones connection, the prophecy of the Ezekiels. See, y'all think people are just one thing. These are biological organisms. I told you about to take you to the next level. They are all over your bodies now. That's why some of you ain't dying yet from the COVID shot, because you have antibodies in you. Some of you took it, ain't got not one problem. Talk about you who took it. You better realize you can antibody it. Do not understand this, you will have a problem. Those of you who didn't take it, you're going to kill your areas to death. You not looking up to the skies. Because, see, one thing I know, the sun's out here. When I look up, I'm seeing chemtrails in South Florida. Y'all ready for more news? Also, this will be really the blow. This election. Every state is about to try to succeed. They are already saying in Florida, crypto money will not be exchanged in Florida if DeSantis bill goes through. Better look this up, y'all. Certain states saying they're only going to gold and silver right now. Real estate investments are going to go down. Those who got money, they're going to eat it up and they're going to be used to be the multi-corporational pirates. See, y'all forgot y'all over the land. It's the Pirates, y'all. And we ain't talking baseball. Y'all ready for some more? Okay, let's do it. Go ahead. Somebody wants to say something, feel free. It's Mother's Day. Is anybody taking their mothers out today? Somebody talk to me. I ain't heard nothing from you. Off the long way? Are they take us off?
I'm still here driving.
Something happened?
Hey, Bones, hey, you hear me in?
Give me some thoughts, man. I got you in. I got a lot of people in. Is something going on?
Oh, okay. You didn't call me, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I put you in, but I just go ahead. Say something? I got you in.
Oh, okay. Great dawning, man. But you were gonna call her Chief Warhorse, right?
Yeah, Chief Warhorse. I can't get her on the line. I called her live on the show, Chief. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's me or you, but don't worry yourself. We can do this again. I got Kim Weston. She's in the mix. I'll be out there listening. We'll keep it going until they take us out. So we still got time. Go ahead.
Great dawn and Empress. I would like to extend a worldwide greeting to all of you and hope that you continue doing what you're doing. I also like to acknowledge the existence of Yamaya, who came from out the continent and was the first of all, the mother of all, and like the brother said, she had many names, which was also part of Europa and whatever, Mother Gaia,
right.
Mother Gaia, however you want to call it.
Yeah,
we were there.
Mother Gaia, yeah, call her. Yeah.
Mother Gaia, Mother Gaia, well, however you want to call it, Mother Nature, we were there. And the goddess Europa, Yamaya, Yamaya, whoever you want to call it, she was there in the midst. She was the mother of all. And in order for her voice to be heard, she gave the world the seashell. You know, like when they blow in those boo-boo.
Right.
Okay, so
the
conch shell, or yeah, the conch horn, that was in the midst of it all. But I could trace, and I understand where all the brothers are coming from, and however, we were here, and this is, well, you could say, some say the Great Pyramid, or the true Egypt. From what I know, and what I've been told by and research as well, is that the Caribs, the Arawaks, they were on this plane right here where we get the Bimini Rhodes and Atlantis, who also people came from the plane in the continent. They came to Atlantis, and they also were taught. They were taught the magic, the real existence of magic and what was lost in the art form that was lost, and even the gypsies, which Egypt, the Egyptians, northeast of the great Asia Minor. So, I mean, that we were there all over. Caribs, which were related, they were related to everyone. The Olmecs, the Incas, you name it. They were family, cousins.
Now, Ms. Kim. Right, Ms. Kim, I hope you're listening. The honor that a lot of us is giving you, because a lot of y'all listening, women out there listening, we're trying to get y'all to come on here and express your views. I had Chief Warhorse. I'm so sorry she did not make it. I do not know what took place at this moment, so we can figure it out. We're going to have to keep it perseverance. So there we go with that one. Again, Antoinette, you still with us?
I'm here.
You mentioned these women, to all the goddesses. What's your thinking about how much the world does have the woman as the mother god? Even in the Christian world, she called Queen of Heaven.
I did a play called Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I got
you. Yeah, we can hear you, Ms. Kim.
Okay. I did a children's play called When People Were Fish, and I played Mother Earth. So,
I like that. And did you realize that at that time the Mother Earth concept was powerful in all art forms?
Absolutely, positive. Because Mother Earth is here for the body. Another thing we need is Mother Earth has it.
Everything. All the medicine, everything we need.
Everything we need.
So the same the
herb-bearing cheese is for our meat. M-E-E-T.
Say that one time, because it's kind of in my ear. Say it one more time.
You talking to me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I want you to analyze.
The herb-bearing seed is for our meat, M-E-E-T, which means there's something, there's an herb for everything that we need.
So that concept to you also has been still. See how many generations? That's the way I feel that the earth is that way. I feel the same thing you just said.
Dry bones.
Earth is able to give us everything. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, and what she's saying is a true statement, because the forest is the first community, all of the trees and plant relatives that we have on the planet. The part of it is the farm you see is the plant. That's where they got the word pharmacy from. It's because nature farms all the medicines and all the foods that we need to sustain ourselves. Farm you see. You look out and you see it. You walk through a forest. You see all the medicines and the plants that are there, put there by Creator and with the mother to be used to nurture us.
And did you say the farm? Now, let's go with that concept. The pharmacy, and then what you're saying about the Brother Katie, I hear you. The pharmacy is a worldwide conglomerate now. Let's just say this. That seems to be what I said earlier. How do you get rid of a group? You drug them up, dumb down, euthanize them. So pharmacy.
You disconnect them from the world wide web. You disconnect the people from the world wide web. That's why it's called urban area. You are banned from your mother. You're an orphan. They asphalt and concrete over her. Put rubber shoes on the bottom of your feet so you can't connect to your mother's energy.
Ooh, granted. Wow. So let's just say these tribal groups that still in America, outside of say in Brazil, when I see Brazil, there's still people in the rainforest. When I see actually primitive, supposedly, in the rainforest, living off true nature. You got parts of Central America in some case. You got Africa. You got Asia. You got all these areas. See, the Western world does not like the indigenous construct because it seems to invade it and try to exterminate some of the invaders. Now, is that not like a movie scene, though, like where you actually, I'm just using the Bible now. This is the Bible. It's that same story in the book of Leviticus, in the book of when they start to go into these lands and take over. I want to say destroy shit. I mean, is that not in y'all Bibles out there? Somebody make a lot of noise. I ain't got the power to take you out. Somebody, put yourself on mute if you're around a lot of people. If you're around a lot of people, put yourself on mute. I'll keep you back in. If you hear something and you ain't, it's like a show. You can't be loud on a show. It's just like it's impossible to be. I don't get it, but we're going to get you more of you. Let me go to 8554. Good concept. But
gonna get into unity, total, because I want to get into that. Because see, these two worlds that Callie was talking about, the Bible story, the ancient alien story, the Freemason, the cult stories, they all interwoven into this web. They all interwoven. It's not impossible. Anybody say they enter their car and now don't say it's interwoven. If I tell you that ancient aliens exist, you ain't gonna believe it. You want to look up them. Or the fallen angel concepts. But that's the fallen angel. For what? The angle? Somebody tell me what geometry you want. It's falling of an angle. Okay. Well, what is it really? Is we going into a different plane of life? I don't know, but because a mother birthing something, that's what that mother birthing means. We being rebirth. Remember rebirth the band? I wish I could play in my studio messed up on here.
But when you saying geometry,
rebirth.
Geo means the earth, and matri means to measure. That was the understanding we had. How
earth
to measurement. Yeah. How do we measure an acre from a half acre? A football field from a front yard. That's geometry, measuring earth. And this is what our ancestors knew, because when the Nile rose, this was one of the forms that they did for the farmlands to be divided evenly to the farmers who was going to make the food to harvest. They had geometry. They would go out and they would survey the land and say, you get this section, you get this section, you get this section. That was where the concept comes from.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna bring it to y'all because you know we like to, you know, we love facts. So we love it. But let me just. I had this brother on the show, so I got to play him. Long passing to this brother. I'm gonna put that clip on real soon because there's some great talk on there.
What is very interesting is that not all women on this planet menstruate. Also, not all women on this planet have ever menstruated. But all women think that all women do. Let me also spend a little time with that concept. Most Hindu women do not and definitely did not menstruate. One of the last famous Hindu women to achieve prominence on a world stature was Indira Gandhi, who until she started doing certain things and making certain practices as she toured the world, readily admitted she had not suffered a menstrual period until she began to do these things. Had she but followed her religious undertakings, maybe it never would have started. Most ancient African or Kemetic women did not menstruate. Not Belkis, not Hypatia, not any of the so-called queens of Africa seemingly did once they began to have knowledge of self. The Oracle of the Delphi, according to the Greeks, were a group of women who pontificated and led Greece through its heyday. It was not led by the warrior men. They did the fighting. The thinking was done by the oracles, and many of the oracles were females. They are said that the oracles did not menstruate. If the blood loss and even the alkaline nitrate loss was ceased and stopped, then not only would women be very strong, and they wouldn't be intuitive, they would be psychic, but they also could give birth to babies without a man being anywhere around. And there is the key to your problem and your problematic solution. You've bought into the coat's lie, the white coat's lie, the medical doctor's lie, which came about under a patriarchal system. If you start understanding the cadavers that were messed with in England and France at the turn of the 17th, 18th century, and experimentation still goes on. In fact, they, by law, are given under the caduceus the right to practice. And the practice is upon, in many cases, you as females. There was a theory called the Ovist theory, spelled O-V-I-S-T, pronounced Ah. It was proven, not postulated, I repeat, proven by Professor Jacques Loeb of Stanford University that the embryo develops from the egg alone and does not require spermatozoon. Did you hear what I just stated, according to Professor Loeb? You can make a developing embryo to become mitigated and go into first, second, and third trimesters of birth without the need of the male sperm under certain circumstances.
Now, that's cloning. Now, see, that Double Zero program, one of the last programs before he passed, I'll go back and listen to it. Magnificent. Now, I looked it up the day when I first heard about it as well, giving him the information, and it was perfect. He gave actual people, and he said, you know, that's why they made the Wonder Woman. She need no man. She was from a dead woman. You know, Greek. See, they knew the cult world is everything. That's why we do this program. So you understand. You in the occult. You are not in the world you believe you are in. That's what your problem is. You don't have no idea what world you're in. Remember the movie Westworld? It came with all that. What's that with the Wild Wild West? All that. Now over here. Here's the battle. Now, Brother Caddy, listen carefully. I'm about to give you now. We got to take it to the next level here before the show goes at one. Now, I'll act like this curse don't exist, but it does have ramifications. The book of Cantation. It's a cantation, the Bible. It can put spells on people. Oh, yes, it can. Things that if you look it up further, then what you look it up into the real words, the etymology words, then you say, oh, shit, that means something different than what I'm saying in English. Even though it took me to it, just a conduit. It's a magic conduit, English. All this. Everybody's speaking this. They're going to wonder, I guess, dumb things are where they're going. When you're forced to learn, check that one. I will tell you what you'll be learning. But here's the problem. The people in this land called America are double agents. You think I'm making this up? That's why they live. I'll tell you, I spy. They had to. Look at the name. I spy. Yeah. Now, I got to show you why I'm saying it before we take it to the next level. This is why. And tell me if our people ain't following this now. Everywhere now is starting to talk against immigration. I got a taste from everybody. Oh, Chicago, man. Didn't I tell y'all this years ago? I said, man, y'all about to feel the wrath if you don't understand what I go through on a regular basis. It's not that all they're bad. I'm saying even the people here who've been here long, they're Hispanic and Latin, and whatever, they say, my God, I thought this would happen. I'm telling you, they're nervous too. Venezuela's coming here. Get ready. I'm not paying attention. An agent is on this program that I picked from the past because I'm now dead. Now the dead will talk to you.
The communist plan for the conquest of the United States was explained to the American comrades by Moscow's agent, Joseph Pogani. Pogani was sent to this country by Stalin for the specific purpose of laying the groundwork for the agitation that would eventually develop into a Negro revolutionary movement. American Negro Problems was published in 1928 by Joseph Pogani using the alias John Pepper and carried the official communist line for America.
The Workers' Communist Party of America, in its fight against imperialism, must recognize clearly the tremendous revolutionary possibilities of the liberation movement of the Negro people. The Black Belt of the South, with its starving and pauperized Negro farmers and Negro agricultural working masses, with its Jim Crowism, its semi-feudal status, and its political system still bearing the earmarks of the period of slavery, constitutes virtually a colony within the body of the United States of America. The Workers' Communist Party of America puts forward correctly as its central slogan, abolition of the whole system of race discrimination, full racial, social, and political equality for the Negro people. But it is necessary to supplement the struggle for the full racial, social, and political equality of the Negroes with a struggle for their right of national self-determination. Self-determination means the right to establish their own state, to erect their own government if they choose to do so. The Negro communists should emphasize in their propaganda the establishment of a Negro Soviet Republic.
In 1934, the communist writers James W. Ford and James S. Allen further defined the Soviet Negro Republic.
The actual extent of this new republic would in all probability be approximately the present area in which the Negroes constitute the majority of the population. In other words, it would be approximately the present plantation area. It would be certain to include such cities as Richmond and Norfolk, Virginia, Columbia and Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah, and Macon, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, New Orleans and Shreveport, Louisiana, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee.
These cities and the cities which lie within their spheres of influence became known in communist writings as the Black Belt of the South and were to constitute the nucleus of a future Soviet republic. At the National Convention of the American Communist Party, held in New York City in June of 1940, James Ford, the Communist Party candidate for the Vice Presidency of the United States, said,
"For the Negro in the South, my people, the Negro people of America, have in the Communist Party their best defender, the unfailing champion of their cause. I accept its nomination for Vice President of the United States."
By this time, the communist champions of the Negro race had hidden the revolutionary ideas and slogans for a Soviet Negro Republic behind the humanitarian banners of jobs, security, civil rights, and peace. These humanistic issues were to provide the friction necessary to divide the American people and lay the groundwork for revolution.
I am Leonard Patterson. When I was a young man, only 23 years old, I joined the Communist Party. I was a member of the National Executive Committee of the American Young Communist League. In 1930, I was the official communist candidate for election to New York State Assembly. I knew Gus Hall and other top-ranking American communists very well because I trained with them at the Lenin University in Moscow. I joined the party because I honestly thought the communists were trying to help American Negroes. I broke away from the party when it became clear to me what the communists were really up to, was to use the Negro people in this country as cannon fodder in a violent and bloody revolution aimed at the establishment of the American Soviet dictatorship.
Now, I got to stop because I want to make sure everybody... Now, tell me, is that the same book we see in the same cities? The same cities. Can I say it one more time? The same cities. Come on, man.
What's up?
See, we don't drive on. And that was an excellent piece to give about the Soviet Union. But how many people know about Moses Dickinson? Moses Dickinson was an international art fellow who gathered together in the 1800s, just before the Civil War. He gathered together and began to train men. This is where the Deacons of Defense that we hear about, they were part of his army that continued on. But he had gathered and trained men, black men, to go against slavery in the 1800s before the Civil War. And they were amassing some 200,000. Look up Moses Dick, the Knights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saying Moses Dickinson now,
he founded what was called the Knights of Liberty. Look up the Knights of Liberty, and you will find about the uprisings that these black men were willing to do to free ourselves in this country, to establish. And these are the way that was a secret society.
That's a craft. That's a craft. So those are craft groups that the Department of Defense just proves why we have guns. Because of the defense, it's like I said, the lie they said it was a peaceful movement from Gandhi. Gandhi had a military force too. But we've been lied to on the civil rights, because then he just said under disguise of peace. So you just need that even more vindication. That man said they were lied to us under the guise of civil rights and peace, and everything seems peaceful. We had a peaceful march, a peaceful this. Y'all been hearing peace from the party that I won't name today, because it's Mother's Day. I want y'all to birth the new world order. It's going to be birth the new order. Y'all don't know that. 331. Hey, y'all are going to birth the new world order. Y'all are the people in Chavez.
Hey, man. Appreciate you having this dialogue on that we can enter into the portal. I'm glad we're all coming on one accord, man. Great show. I like everything you just said, because if you got to remember, and I wish that our family would not forget, before they were communists, they were a monarch. They were a monarch in the East, and it was a monarch in the West, and they all came from that one area, aka the Germanic tribe. They couldn't go north and south. They're already in the north. They said they're going to spread out east and west to conquer as much as they can. The race of the land, to get everything they can, because they said they ain't going back into them goddamn conifers. They can't grow nothing with no pine. We know what pine is. They knew. So let me go. I'm really going. Thank you for identifying that church. Now, I wish I could go back to identify all the history of what they call our people, but all I can just utilize to what I've seen. When you identify that church, yes, that church is a bank. Learn what they have used against us. Now, that Heliobiblios is very important for the reason of your home is your homestead, but it's also your church. That was the Great Awakening, what they used to break away from the monarch. That's what gave them their independence. So that's why I'm not telling us, to use the faith base. I'm telling us, remember who the cleric was, because the cleric was the one who was supposed to keep the balance of the treaties and keep the balance of how they utilize the corporation. Now, the cleric is the preacher, but each Protestant was supposed to go back to his home and run his church. That's why they need a warrant before they come into your church. Your house is your sanctuary, your church, where you store all your treasures. That's why there's no other nation like this, and they are attacking the Protestants to shut down everybody's church, because the monarch, Charles and them jokers, they want to run it the way they want to run it now. Now, the mothers who are... The mothers who are online now are hoping brothers like Drybone and I will keep not so much the word of God going, but how to get our civics back so her babies can be able to eat. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to offset to go in another direction. We got to know what they did to steal Big Mama's wallet. Big Mama trusted them through the Bibles because they told them this treaty was going to be good. Andrew Jackson, the one who did the Trail of Tears, who put us over across the Mississippi, as we rename it, no matter what it is, we're using his library. And when you hear the word history, stop saying history, because it's in syllables, and brother's trying to bless us with the words, cover us with the words. It's called Tory. It's not story. A Tory is a loyalist to who? To British Crown. It is Tory. Look up Tory. 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 O-R-Y. Not story. It's Tory.
Now, Brother Cosmos, I got to give a shout out to Brother Cosmos. He was staying with his family, and he was in the high orchard and went to the Black Museum and said, picture on the thread is funded by Bill Gates and Melinda Foundation. They wanted to put the money up for the Black African American Museum in D.C. Much to that, I have to get a report there. I was like, whoa, I got chills. D.C.,
I love everything you do. I'm gonna go on mute, but Drybones, be careful. You're breaking up a little bit. We enjoy the show. You've been breaking up through the whole show, but we appreciate you for this platform, brother.
Thank you, man. Tell me.
I'm going on mute.
You know that, man.
Yes,
all right. Appreciate you. Let's go to that. We're about to go into the space at that time because we talk about these Bibles. And I know the Bible. I told you, not a bad book. I don't know where I got this from. The whole history in the damn book. The whole freaking history in the book. Everything. Aliens. Everything. And you science shit. You talk about all planets. They talk about seven sisters. I mean, everything's in the book. All quality in the book. The whole book is in the book. It's just, that book is the key for the basic structure of the believer. That's the key. I'm going to tell you, it's the key to the basic structure of the believer. And if you don't know that key, then I can say, sister, one of the icons of Motown told me they changed the key on us. She actually said it. We all heard it, but she said they couldn't say certain things. Amazing.
Hey, Drybones, can I say this? Can I say this to tag along? They swear their agents in on that book. They made their craft through that book.
Right.
Every person in the craft has a Helios Biblios.
Exactly.
That book's important, man.
Because it's called
but
the
dry
basic
bones.
Instructions for. Hold on, I'm about to get you because I'm about to get everybody grouped together. Be right back.
Basic instructions before and early. Basic instructions before and early. Basic instructions before and early.
Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first of the last and the last year of the first. The basic instructions before leaving the earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first of the last and the last year of the first. The basic instructions before leaving the
earth. Knowledge is wisdom. This goes back when I was 12. I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth since my youth, and went to church since birth. But it wasn't worth the loot that I was paying, plus the praying. I didn't like staying, cause of busybodies and dizzy hotties. That the preacher had souped up the lies, had cooped up looking at loose button thighs. During the service, he swallowed up the poor. And after they heard this, they wallowed on the floor. But I ignored and explored my history that was untold. And watched mysteries unfold. And dropped a jewel like Solomon. But never follow men, cause if you do, your brain is more hollow than space oblivia or the abyss. With no trace of trivia left with the hints. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, blind? From a slave, he was kept from the mind. And from the cage, he crept from behind. And what he gave was a sect of the swine. When the Bible, it condemns the pig. I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wig. But we used to wear a turban. But now we're in the urban. No more wearing beanies or dreams. focus cause I focus on the facts. I put it on the track and put it through the wax. I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time. And too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind of those who kiss stones of praise on the carpet. Those who sit home and sell books by the market need to chill and get their mind revived. For years, religion did nothing but divide. The basic instructions before leaving earth.
Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I found the joy and I heard. The first time
we and that was back in the day, and all that stuff. Think about it. Even now, I don't believe in that no more, because, first of all, I don't believe in that no more because of the fact that people can talk about, oh, you're going to be poor. Delete that. Then you go all over the world, people eating stuff that you imagine, and we make it a Western construct out of what people, go ahead.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is what established here in this country 500 years ago and the invasion. There was Christianity, and there became Christendom. And when they came here, they created what was called Christendom. And what they did was they used the book in order to enslave a people. Well, I wouldn't say enslave, but to alter the spirituality belief system of a people, because in the book it says it's dealing with marriage, but in Christendom you had this pornography, you had sex, and you had loose moral people being created in the name of the Helios Biblios. Same book, but the way in which it's interpreted.
Now, I'll say this. Because everybody listening, we out there because we at Delta Hour now. It's almost time for Delta Hour. It's too different between the pornography now. I'm going to say, look at ancient stuff too, like y'all do. And I found some pornography that predates Christianity by a long, long, long. The Kama Sutra predates Christianity. And now here's the thing. It's Egyptian pornography as well. Pornography with the Kim and all that. Got a whole bunch of stuff. And also, let's look at when you said pornography. Again, these people looking like hermaphrodites. Some of them. Like, they look like half man and woman, these individuals. So how do we look at that to say, okay, more wise. I'm in a jail over here. These cats got like boom, boom, boom. They screwing sisters too now. Let's not forget they having sex with their sisters. Somebody talked to me. So how would you lay this? We all want to talk about Egypt. Let's talk about Egypt in the negative right now. In the facts that I know to be negative, they were vampires. Kemet was the first vampire. That's where you get it from. Sucking the blood. Now, I want to know why these stories being left out. And then you want to say we believe in facts. Facts is good and evil at the same time. Good and evil at the same time. You got to take facts whether they're bad or not. Right? The facts show that these people claiming that they stole impossible to steal from a group that is way beyond mathematical equations by barbarians. Now y'all got to get out of that right now. Come on, y'all. It's impossible. Either these are biological children that you led to your Europa, which came Albion. Let's talk. Because I like to hear about the Hebrews out there. The Hebrews out there now, look at Ethiopia, according to I could be wrong. Somebody correct me. I don't know if I'm being correct. I just swore the cathedrals came from the Holy Cat, backwards, acronym. And then worshipers of Isis, Ra, and Set. And then y'all telling me that in some circles, it's evil in Christianity to say that they call it pagan religions. Most of y'all, I'm a pagan religion. Y'all know if I went to church and said, I believe it. But, yeah, so think about it. Why are you talking about if you're talking about somebody, if you're going to meet yourself? This is what I'm saying. So how do y'all come to that conclusion? And y'all just said in Europa, you got wicked gods in Europa and Santeria. These are the same gods y'all are talking about. So we got good and evil elements, but no one talks about the bad. Let's talk about the bad right now. We got Mother's Day. Mother's Day had to deal with badass kids right now. Mother's kids are now killing kids. Isn't that amazing? Mother's kids now at this age are killing other kids. How's that? How's that work?
Hey, you know what?
Why don't you just mute yourself and get off the phone? Why don't you just mute yourself or get off the phone, bro? Just get off the phone if you're going to be talking. Just mute yourself. Go ahead, Brother Caddy.
Hey, the reason they hated Akhenaten because the people were falling away to all kind of worship, and they started worshiping all kind of gods and stuff. And so what he did was change it to the Most High, and that's why they removed him. So a lot of times
Was the population most black? At that time,
you're
talking.
Black.
Let's get the statistics out on it. Okay, so only black. Now, y'all just heard what he said now. He said they were only black. I said, okay. I came to that conclusion. Well, that's what I was taught. So I had to come to the equation. If they only black, then who was fighting who then?
We was fighting each other.
Like Madam C.J.
Same we doing today.
Like Madam C.J. Walker and them. I played it today. Madam C.J. Two women over cosmetics. Her student, C.J. Walker. You see what she did there, lady? And she the only one because she, what did she pay into y'all? I'm just bringing out history. Did y'all know she was part of a lot of secret societies, Madam C.J. Walker now? Did y'all know that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all know that? Yeah. Go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
She got a beautiful place in Indianapolis. A beautiful regalia all through Indianapolis, Madam C.J. Walker. Now, I'm trying to figure out. I'm Deborah. I mean, how is it known that she was in the secret societies? But we all preach this shit all day long because we like drug addicts. We drug addicts for having to hear our ass only do good. If black history ain't good, if you ain't a white man. Think about that one. If the history ain't good, you gonna blame that white man because you can't believe it. You can't believe it. And before we come back, y'all think about what I'm going to lines open. I'm going to make fun of that. I'm going to see how y'all treat them. I say, think like an owl. Ain't that like the owl? Bohemian Grove. It's in your face. Bohemian Grove. And all this shit putting in the owl. Everybody got no problem with none of these magic symbols. Because y'all love Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. We all love magic. Owl is why. Are you?
Be wise. Be wise, yo.
At the time, ladies and gentlemen, everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, or wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate the beat, but can't stay in their seat. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk, then show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better.
Wanna be the hub, wanna get out but ain't ready to go. Want things fast but wanna move the ass slow. Don't go to practice but wanna go pro. Wanna do the video before they learn to do the show. Want respect but don't wanna earn it. Wanna lose weight but don't wanna burn it. Wanna be somebody but don't know who. Wanna act like they know but ain't got no clue. Wanna always do something but never get to it. And
tell people they was gonna do it. Wanna talk that trash, but don't wanna fight. Wanna get up early, but stay up all night. Wanna grab the dice, but don't wanna roll. Wanna be grown, but don't wanna get old.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better.
Be wise as an owl that I see us in darkness as well as in light. Let's make it happen, y'all. We about to get it back onto the Helios. Make it go on. We got everybody online. Everybody online. All I ask y'all to do is simple thing. If you're talking, eating, doing it, whatever, just mute yourself and still listen. When you feel you finished, unmute yourself. These are the simple things of life. Ain't that easy? That's why I told you. Y'all don't want no revolution, man. Come on, bro. Let's be honest. I talk to a lot of people out here. You can have all the guns. I like I say, if you don't hook up with a group that's going to fight, you will be eaten alive. So obviously, this is tactical times. If this is a program that gets you to understand that all of us ain't even got the same ideology, but we all connected, what we call the connection. Do what you do. Feel like you feel. And we should understand that we all are the same game. Even though I might say it differently, it's the same when you do the analyzation of what we are actually saying. Now, all you online, we got, let's go to the here. This is the third floor on this. Now, if people watching us from Ethiopia, that book, the Ethiopian name, only with A, all through it in the beginning. You got to bring that perspective to the West to say, how do we screw the big cathedrals? Who were the Black Knights? Who were the pirates? Who got all of the seaport of Elbon, Europa? All them got faces of black faces on. That's why they worship black face over here, because it came a supporter of worshiping that which was in the old world. See, the Protestants broke away. That's what you're fighting right now. Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they are the enemies of the New World Order. Period. Years ago, I got a bunch of y'all. That was scary, I say. I said, man, I got the pamphlet. Years ago, it was even out. Nobody believed what we were saying back in then. The book had everybody in the book. Everybody. I don't care what you was a Pacific, like Islam, Yahweh, Hebrew Israelites, and whatever you were, they, you were in this book. And it, black Christian nationalist, white supremacy, white winger, black, want to kill white. Look, you in this book. It's called Homeland Security. Didn't y'all just hear the word Homeland? Y'all been saying Homeland today? I've heard of Homeland. Y'all heard some church treaty. Now, Homeland is deep. Oh, yeah. Especially if you don't know your partner. Homeland Security got everybody in it. Anytime a white dude come on TV and tell you that we played this, that they got a bill where they couldn't read the bill on the House of Congress back in the day. I'm surprised that affects you. That didn't affect you at all. Did not affect black folks at all. Man read a bill saying, oh, my God. Y'all remember that it was all circulating back in the day?
I remember.
The bill
I remember.
So bad that he could. Yeah. That man said, oh, my God. He trembled. Now, if that don't affect you, you get to be warned. How many warnings do you need before they bring in the three horsemen? That's what I don't see how this is gonna work for us. Now, you already know they're taking over everybody's land, everybody,
everybody. Not even white folks. They're multi-corporations. You just heard? They're multi-corporations. You elected the wrong people. You are not what you have sold. It ain't no way. You watch this show. I played how many tapes here? How many tapes on this show saying the capital of communism was New York? Every convention was New York at the time. Everybody there is communism. Ready for you? And you notice, if you notice, this is carefully. They got black faces. That's why it's a cult. You put the right black faces in cult, and it will be easy magic. Like magic. Like magic. Anyway, hopefully I'm ready for the 1 o'clock hour, because we about to jack asses up in this bad boy, because you know what? Anybody can watch this and think that you ain't in danger. You know you got to say yourself, You got cell phone towers. I travel a lot. There's cell phone towers all over the fucking place. All over the place. They had a movie that made me nervous just recently. I said, damn, brother. It was a movie with Samuel L. Jackson. It was called Cell. I finally got to see. I was like, damn. What the hell? A movie about the cell phones. Did anybody see it besides me? Because I'm not going to.
I saw it.
No, come on. Man made a movie. No. How much magic do you need? Samuel Jackson made two movies on brain neurological functions. He did the same with whatever with the, was Jay-Z with him, Russell Simmons, when he had cell phones go off. He played that one next. Now, come on, man. Come on, y'all. This is not hard to see. You ain't got to be a rocket scientist to see you being played. Now,
Rabbi, I said, damn.
Yeah, somebody say something, because I'm like, this is amazing that everybody, all you brothers don't want to talk.
I wanted to tell you that you brought up Watch Stacks when I started singing. 100,000 people raised their fist. And the people said, well, who is she, and what is that song about? And then you couldn't find Mr. Big Voice anymore. Well, good one.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I asked you about that, Ms. Kim, because that was the era that our parents started introducing us to the black conscious movement with the tape, with the double CD, and the barcade was on fire for us. We loved the barcade. And it was just Isaac Hayes, it was Black Mo. I mean, just a phenomenal period that I was not even growing. If I was growing, I'm sure I'd have been that bad boy. But I just say, wow, that's amazing. That was one of the big concerts of the era. And to have you on the phone talking, and I say this to my own mother and father, I said, listen, look who I got, icons that you grew up with. The Dry Bones, Helios, Bibios out. What a day. Definitely.
Could that be the glory of Dry Bones gone?
That's right.
I love it. I can't believe I got these people on.
They knew those frequencies were bringing us together.
And then that was also dealing with the Olympians that did the raise the fist.
Go ahead, Kim. Let you roll. I'm saying that was a part of that time,
because it was right after that, I think. But nobody was really expecting that.
Tell me, but how do you feel about the era that you've seen these pandemics? You've seen a lot of pandemics, more than I have, in the world. Over time, have you ever seen one that had the whole, did you ever think America would be actually shut down the way it was for those 2 years? Did you ever imagine that ever?
No, not really. But you know what? I heard God say to me that he was coming in a fury. And I kept asking anybody, can a fury be good? And that was before the pandemic.
Yeah. In my ever life, I mean, I heard of AIDS. I'm going to say it's my first because AIDS was big to us, too. AIDS was big and super big for a lot of people in various ways. But the thing about AIDS was it switched from gay to black to the women. Like, it just went to wherever it felt to go at the time to where it's not even seen today. I look at commercials today. And I see commercials I wouldn't have seen during AIDS time, like, you know, men kissing, saying that they free from AIDS. I don't have a problem with that, but that's not what we would have seen in the era. I'm gonna let you explain that, because the spirit of AIDS that happened is it seemed like it transitioned to having people accept this new phenomenon that, okay, these people can have a commercial. Now, I want you to make your point. They can have a commercial, but I think they should have the civil rights part that's implemented now into this agenda. This is where the people are now are seeing it. There's an implementation of civil rights with this. It's like they're going to be able to be over everybody based on it. But make your point. I'm going to hear from Matt about that a little bit. It's like this makes sense now. Go ahead. Kim.
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
No, go ahead. Just finish what you was going to say, because I know, don't worry, because it's hard to repeat all that. Just go over what you were
breaking up a little bit. When I started doing interviews, they automatically said I was militant. But I don't feel I'm militant. I don't care what color you are if you ain't cool. I don't care about your letters either, LBG or whatever. If it ain't cool, it ain't cool.
Yeah. Well,
how come you can't just do what you are and go about your business?
Right, but is it mixed with civil rights? Because it seems like there's like a legislation. Now, I'm asking you because you was in it. Now, there was a gay movement in there. Did you ever notice it in the beginning when you were in there? Did you not see that Bernard Ruskin, who was with Dr. King,
It wasn't flamboyant. And as usual, those are people that, maybe that's the problem. They get so much spotlight, they don't know what to do with it.
Okay, so it wasn't flamboyant. Now, let me ask you something. Remember the movie about the Green Book, the musician? He was great. I looked him up. He looked at flamboyant. Right in New York, he lived above the Metropolitan Building. Very, very quick. He made the movie. Did you ever know those type of characters who were talented? I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, I think they. I can't.
They've always been
here because they were in your area.
They have always been, Brabham.
What's the difference between now and they getting civil rights? Because it seems like a message like they being abused, and I don't see them getting abused. I really don't. I mean, I don't see LGBT. Maybe they have
one reason. You know what? That's like happened. I have one sister, but we didn't live together. But when we got together, I beat her up because she wanted to have everything her way. Nobody can have everything they want.
That's true. And right. Can I address that, Tribones, to what you're saying? What was the difference of the flamboyancy? Okay. So just like Ann Jarvis, who was fighting for her mother because it was mispredicted what she was trying to initiate, and we'll call her Junior for now. The daughter of Ann and Ann Jarvis, she's saying, y'all misused it. Y'all kept doing it. And then they got it to the point, because they were making money, and said, you know what, lady? We're going to throw you in a sanitarium. So when you were flamboyant
right.
and you got caught, they put you away. They didn't put you in jail. They put
right.
you in a sanitarium. where they put all the women. So anybody who came against something under a supposedly different analysis, sanitarium, here you come. That's truth.
Now, sanitarium, that's facts. That's facts, true. Now, let me ask you about that, because, again, say those things, and y'all say the same things that we all saying, which is beautiful. I noticed that about that. It's like, okay, we don't mind that when we go, this is where I look at the population, I have to look at that as being, well, how far do you go with this type of population, where it can watch you, and Bob Marley said it clearly, they watch the Kill the Saints. You advocate for these people. You're advocating, you're doing everything. You're doing everything that they claim that you can be free and all this. And then you find out in the end that some of your most biggest opponents look like you, supposedly through the color of game they play. Now, my problem with that going to be is our sophistication to see espionage. And that's why I say the Bible story, if properly taught, would show they had to use espionage to go into another person's land. You don't just rush it and be able to, because you got to be smooth getting in that bad boy. You got to be crafty to get it. So they use craft against people, and then and mainly the ignorant people. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm telling you, they already know that people are ignorant. You know why? I told you, I found that word, Ms. Kim, is a word called criscocracy. And it actually states that people will be put in places that are incompetent. Do you notice that all the leaders in America are considered incompetent? Are all considered incompetent? If you look at it, yet they still winning. How they winning? They winning through these votes that y'all claim. This is why I can't understand our people. One minute you're saying the white man is wicked. Can't stand him. Oh, yet you mad about January. Explain that to me.
They ain't gonna believe
it. Right. But that was a Million Man March. I went there, all of them. Clearly stated that we built the White House, blah, 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 blah. And we did this. And yet, you ain't get shit. You were sold at the White House, blah, blah, blah. That's what was said, not verbatim, but close. And you go and tell me some crackers want to raid the White House, and you upset by it as a black person. You got to be, you got to look. I mean, I can't even see that. Delta, say you worried about a building that you said your ancestor was sold at, and you put a black. Yeah, you mad now that everything is fair and square. How could you imagine they wouldn't rig an election, everybody? I know y'all, I'm going to go political, because, see, that's part of the dragon, too. So y'all got to do
what's fair and square.
I don't care if you don't believe in voting.
Yeah, what's fair and square?
Now, you've been in politics all your life, Ms. Kim. Give me your perspective. I mean, you work with some of the high-level officials of Detroit. You met some of the biggest dignitaries. What's your concept today of what you see and analyze from what you feel government means to you, like what you have seen it do to people?
You know what? When the person that's in charge, I can't believe what they say. I'm in the wrong place. If I can't believe the person that's in charge. I already told you about the baby, 9 months. Hey.
Right.